Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
What?
Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote yourself massively. BlogTalkRadio.com/The remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the remix. And, of course, you know what time it is, and you know what tonight is. It is time for the remix. It is Friday night, and it is so good to see each and every one of you in the house tonight. I see the phone lines are definitely filling themselves up, and I also see the chat room filling up. So I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone. So good to have you guys here in the forum with me tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I am so glad it is Friday night, and it is so good to be in the house with each and every one of you tonight, live here in the remix. So tonight, we're going to kind of be doing a little bit of traveling down, you know, going down that cosmic highway, and we're going to be doing chat and chill tonight, so you guys will get an opportunity to call in, share what's going on for you. I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty amazing week, and just going to get better every single step of the way. So welcome to everyone in the remix. If you're joining us here live in the forum, and this is your very first time in the remix, I want to welcome you to the forum, first of all, and also invite you to sign up. All you have to do is click the button. If you're over in the chat room, click the button that says sign up. Tell us who you are, and definitely the remix family will make you feel so welcome to everyone. So good to see everyone in the house tonight. For those of you listening and you want to know how to get here, because I get this question a lot too, like, where is the remix? Some of you are downloading this from iTunes. You're listening. If someone has put a show up over on YouTube and you're listening, if somebody brought you over a CD or just told you about it. So let me give you some directions so you can travel on the cosmic highway and find yourself over here in the remix. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix and you can come on over. Want to give a shout out to our international listeners who's in the house tonight. I know the UK is in the house tonight. Talked to a lot of you guys earlier this week and today. So I know you're in the house tonight. Canada's in the house tonight. Japan is in the house tonight. Europe is in the house tonight because we got some listeners from France and also some listeners who is listening from all parts of Germany. So good to have you guys in the house. I know Brazil is in the house tonight. Want to give a big shout out to the brother and sister who contacted us from Brazil, as well as Brother Soul, the brother who works with me in the holistic readings. He's in Brazil listening as well. So just want to give a shout out. If I left out any countries, know that we know that you're listening. We're so glad you guys are listening. We have listeners from all over the continent of Africa. So it's always good to welcome you guys and have you in the house tonight. So what an exciting night. Lots of energy on the planet. So much going on as well. And it's good to see all of you guys in the remix. I had so much fun connecting with you guys this week. Did a lot of connecting with a lot of the remix family members. So that's good. Connecting with you guys in the readings, connecting with you guys in the sessions, and you know, sending out some of the baby lotuses, the glowing lotuses, and just connecting with you guys who purchased the audio workbook as well, and just really connecting with all of you guys. So it's always a pleasure. It does my heart well just to hear about the amazing things you have going on in your world and how you guys are really getting into your work and doing the work. So that's always, always a good treat to hear. And a lot of you have sent in your stories about different things that's happening. So speaking of what's happening, let's talk about some things that is happening. Of course, you know, Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be having the lecture in Atlanta. I know a lot of you are in transition right now. You're making your way there, so travel safe. As you go down there, you're going to have a lot of fun. Dr. Aileen Bay is going to be the first speaker, and that's going to be going on in Atlanta, Georgia. If you are still interested, or if you're in the Atlanta area and you want to go to the lecture, it's not too late to find out information and still get yourself there. And what all you have to do is email Brother Panic at AtlantaLectures@Hotmail.com. That's AtlantaLectures@Hotmail.com. And so you can connect with him, find out directions, all of that good stuff, and how to get yourself over there so you can hear that lecture. And so what else is going on? So much is going on. You guys have been talking to me all week. Matter of fact, I just got off the phone with some of you a few minutes ago, just right before the show, just making those connections and really just connecting with each and every one of you. So it's always an honor to do that as well. Also, I want to say to you guys, what you hear me shuffling here, and it's something I haven't done in a very long time, but I have the Oracle deck because, yes, it is here and it is ready. And oh, can I tell you, amazing. Just amazing. I love to use that word because it encompasses so much. But these Oracle cards are powerful, and I cannot wait until each and every one of you have your very own set and you're able to work with them. We're going to have so much fun with them. And in fact, I'll be using the Oracle deck tonight. I'll be using it tonight. And then also, I'll be letting you guys know, we'll probably let everyone know on Sunday night, how you can actually get your own set to begin to work with. So that'll be something that we'll be doing. We'll talk about some other things going on. A lot of things that we're going to cover tonight. We'll open up the phone lines. We're going to do a lot of chatting and chilling. You guys know how we do. I'm going to give out the number. So if you want to listen via the phone, or if you have a question or something you want to share, you can certainly call in. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. You can call in, and I'd love to hear from you as well. And we'll be doing that a little later. I'll take your calls to hear from that. Just so many exciting things that's going on. So now we're going to talk about this because, you know, we got to move around a little bit. We got to dance a little bit, kind of get ourselves moving. How's everybody week? How has the week been? It has definitely been a very enlightening week for me. Okay. I see some people said crazy, awesome, wonderful week. We got everything on the spectrum here tonight that we're going to be dealing with. And I'm going to show you guys a really cool technique that just sort of kind of came up that we can begin to do just to help to balance out the energy. Because tonight we're going to be playing with pure love. Pure love tonight, that's sort of the theme for tonight. We're riding on the cosmic highway, and we're playing with pure love. We're going to be talking about everything from dreams to doing many readings to releasing emotions to really just getting ourselves in that place of balance and just really just kind of hanging out like that. So before we actually get ready to dance a little bit and move around, I want everyone to do something for me. I want you to stop whatever you're doing. Just stop exactly everything that you're doing. And what I want you to do is I want you to smile. I want you to just smile. Just smile. Just really, really put a big smile on your face. So just take a moment, just smile, just take a moment and just smile. I know it's been a long week for some of us, and for some of us it's been a pretty wonderful week as well. I want you to just smile. All right, I see all the smiley faces in the chat room. I don't know about you guys, but I can't stop smiling. I think I laugh and smile a lot. probably more than I need to. But just take this time just to do it if you haven't done it. Tonight we're going to be playing with love. And so now I'm going to show you a really quick exercise. We're going to do this really quick. I thought about doing a meditation tonight, but this is so much fun, so much fun. We're going to do this too. Here's what I want you to do. Get yourself in an upright position. So wherever you're sitting, kind of sit yourself up, straighten your back a little bit. You know, I tell Baby Blue that. Roll your shoulders back a little bit. Ladies, we know that move. Just kind of sit up nice and straight wherever you are. You can do this. And if you have the babies or the children with you, you can let them do this too. And this is a great way to release sort of some emotions, some tension. If you have a little bit of stress, this is a great way for you to release this. First, what you want to do is you want to stop. And you want to smile. That's the first thing. Just stop and smile. And then what I want you to do is I want you to hold your head up straight. That's going to be important. Hold your head up straight. And then I want you to look to the left without moving your head. You're just rolling your eyes all the way to the left as far as you can get it. So you're going to roll your eyes to the left. There you go. Hold it. Now roll your eyes as far as you can to the right. Not moving your head, just your eyes. So left, now to the right. And then do that as quick as you can. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Now I want you to blink as fast as you can. So you're going to roll your head from left, right, blink, blink, in between. So left and right and blink and left and right and blink. Doesn't have to be in the exact order. I want you to do that. Now after you've done that, I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just like that. So a nice deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just kind of let it go. You hear that? Like you're just kind of sitting into it, like you're falling into it. Yeah, just like that. So we're going to try to do this together. We're going to look to the left, look to the right, fast as you can. Blink in between. Take a deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. Excellent. Excellent. Smiling the whole time. You can keep doing that. And you can do that whenever you need to release some emotions from you. When you feel like stress is coming on you, you're just going to kind of look to the left, look to the right, look to the left, look to the right. And then take that deep breath in and out, in through the nose, out through the mouth, and just kind of relaxing. Yeah, just like that. Haru just put it up in the chat room, just like that. That's how you're going to do it. You're just not rolling your eyes all around. And actually, there's some science in rolling your eyes. That's why you do it, because really, we're very visual people. And whenever you see that, because we are definitely all seers, we see things. We are bombarded with visions all throughout the day. And a lot of times when we're focusing on different things, what our mind is instantly doing is sort of capturing these pictures. And it's just capturing all of these different pictures. And so going from left to right, left to right, left to right, what it does is it releases those images, it releases those pictures, it releases that stress, and it releases those emotions from yourself. That's how you release it. And the breathing in and out just really helps that life force energy, that chi, that kundalini. It just helps it moves it all through your body. So in through the nose and out through the mouth. And blinking your eyes really, really quick helps to unfreeze you. So if you have an image locked in your mind, this is going to help release this from the brain patterns inside your mind. So it's releasing that. So, you know, like if you've seen something or somebody said something, or maybe it didn't even happen on the external realm yet. It's something that is going on from within, and you need to release it from yourself. This is how you can instantly release it from yourself. Just let it go. Just that quick, just by doing that simple exercise. So how was that? Did you guys enjoy that? Could you feel if some of you had some stress, some tension, or some things you needed to release from yourself? Could you feel that? Yes. Okay. Wonderful. So I am so glad to share that with you guys. Yes. Hey, hear a lot of that. It's gone. So there it is. So now it just puts you back into that place of your normal, natural spirit that you have and just gets you there. So that's great. So now we're going to get ready to dance because, like I said, tonight is all about love. It's all about playing with love. It's about having fun. And we're going to have some fun here tonight. We're going to just have fun. We're going to chat and chill. We're going to ride on the cosmic highway. And we're just going to enjoy ourselves here tonight. And I'll tell you, there's no place I'd rather be than right here tonight. No place I'd rather be. I actually got invited to go do some things with one of my neighbors. And she had called me earlier, and then she called me again, and she's like, Blue, come on, you know, you should do this or whatever. And she said to me, she said, you know, if it's about the money, then I can pay for it. And I laughed, you know, because sometimes people don't have a clue. It's not about the money. It's not about the money. This dedicating Friday nights, and you guys are right here with me every single Friday night, Sunday nights when we're here. It's so not about the money. When we begin to think about prosperity and think about sort of our own personal journey, this is the place that we get to come together, even though we're all on our own unique path, but we get to come together. There is really nothing that can take the place of that. And so tonight I got a chance to experience that again firsthand because we know it. You know how you know something? But sometimes what happens is the universe will confront you with things just so you can remind yourself to be in that position, to see what you're going to do. You know, the real easy thing would have been, yeah, let me go do it. You know, and just to do it, just to say, okay, no remix tonight. Hey, woo, I'm out of here. I'm gone. And if I truly felt that, then I would have done that. But it's so not about that. You know, it's so much bigger than that. You know, when we think about hold prosperity, prosperity really has nothing to do with wealth. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with that. That is like if, you know, if we were to take the pie, you guys remember the Cosmic Pie show? It's about placing intentions everywhere. That is such a small fraction of the pie. The bigger pie is sort of the gaining of just continuously knowing who I am. You know, learning more about me every single day, every journey, you know, every time I connect with someone new, when I connect with someone old, when I'm looking at something that I have or that I've used or looking at something that someone's given me, you know, all of these different principles is really just that ultimate beautiful reflection of being able to see that and see it in a very honest way. You know, just to see it in an honest way. So tonight, we're playing with pure love. So I want all of my singers, to get ready to just blow. Just blow. If you think you can sing, I want to hear from you tonight. If you want to do some poetry, yes, I'm going to put some of you guys on the spot. I'm not going to call your name just yet because I know you're probably just getting settled. But we want to hear some poetry tonight. We're going to do some readings tonight. We're going to play with pure love tonight. Just do a lot of fun things tonight. We're going to do that. But first, we're going to dance. We're going to hear a little bit about Baby Blue. And then we're going to dance. So I say that to each and every one of you because there's no place I'd rather be. Not tonight. There's no place I'd rather be than right here, live in the remix with you guys, because it's definitely just about playing with love tonight and having fun with that love here tonight. So I just want to thank each and every one of you for meeting this divine appointment with me.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
There it is. If nothing else moves you, life will. The goal is to definitely move yourself. So here we go. I want everybody to get up. I want everybody to get up. Wherever you are, just stand up. Now, if you're driving, don't stand up. Because I know I talked to some brothers this week. Some of you guys are truck drivers and you're driving all over the country. Don't stand up. Don't stand up. I want you guys, but if you can stand up, I want you to stand up where you are. That's right. Get up. Get the babies up. Get yourself up. Come on. You can do it. You can do it. And we're going to dance a little bit. And I want you to think about the exercise we did earlier about looking to the left and looking to the right. And you can kind of do this too. And remember, tonight, stop and smile. We're going to smile a lot tonight, and we're going to play with love. We are live in the remix, and I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And so, everybody, let's just get up. Let's get up. Here we go. Okay. Coconut Man. It was definitely fitting for the energy tonight, and I'm glad you guys enjoyed it. I see so many of you are saying your husband is dancing, the kids all know the words, and You guys are dancing to it. It really just has a good vibe to it, especially when you just want to stop and you want to smile. And just remember that you're playing with love. And so even though we do a lot of serious work here in the remix, and we do that, and that's important too, we can play with love. We can do this with love, because at the end of the day, that's what it's supposed to be all about. It's about really getting this understanding, getting down to the love of understanding not only the connection between ourselves, but also the connection between all of us here, and really understanding that from a very, very pure and honest place. So I love that song. It's by Jessie J, and Baby Blue sings it. I see you guys are saying that your kids sing it too, and they know the words to this, and we can learn so much from our children. We really can. They're the ones to really teach us about that thing that we talk about, unconditional love, and what it means to truly, truly just be free to love, and, you know, just be free to play with love and smile and have a good time. So I'm glad you guys enjoyed that. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. It's remix time, you guys. I want to see you guys on the phone line. I'm going to pull a card for you guys, everybody tonight that calls in that wants a card. We can do readings. We can talk about dreams. We can talk about all of those things that you go on the cosmic highway, that happens on the cosmic highway. And also questions, if you guys want to know as well too, you can call in, press 1 when you get on the phone line. So I know you have a question as well too. So we'll be taking those calls. I want to give a shout out tonight, a couple of shout outs. We did the shout out for Brother Panic in the lecture there, but I also want to give a big, big shout out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. You guys know Brother Bobby Hemmett. It is the reason that most of us, I know a lot of you, really have come into your consciousness and really even come into the level of understanding your consciousness as to where it is. And so just about any subject you can think of when it comes to occult, when it comes to metaphysics, when it comes to life, He has an archive of himself, which is over probably at this point 500 lectures or more that he's done, plus a lot of different tools. So I want to give a big shout out to Brother Bobby Hemmett. And you can call him if you want to place an order. You can just tell him his Blue sent you. You heard about it on the remix. And whatever subject you're thinking about, just let him know that that's what you would like to get some information on. And it's sure to be there, something there for you. And you can call Brother Bobby and you can reach him at, and I'm going to put it in the chat room too. You can call Brother Bobby at 678-358-1055. There you go. So that's Brother Bobby Hemmett at 678-358-1055. I want to give a big shout out to him and a couple of shout outs to some other people. We'll do that as the show continues. So we're live in the remix, chatting and chilling, riding on the cosmic highway. It is, what, March 16th, 2012? Who would have known? Right here in the remix. So we're going to go to the phone lines. If you're on the phone lines and you press 1 and you don't have a question, you can press 1 again to take yourself off. If you have a question, press 1 and we'll go to the phone line. So we're going to go to the first caller that looks like calling in. It looks like from area code 302. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is this me?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my gosh. How are you marinating tonight, Miss Blue?
I'm marinating pretty well. How are you?
I am doing delicious, delicious. You know what? I accidentally pressed 1, so I'm just going to press it again and just marinate because, you know, I got a special thing, a reading last night. You know what I'm saying? So
okay.
Everyone help. And one love to the remix family.
Yes, yes, yes. If you have something you want to share, you can do that too as well. It's okay. It's good to have you on the phone. You want to let everybody know who you are in case they don't know and they're listening.
Remix family, this is Sister Butterfly Black Dot, a.k.a. Yes. Queensy Love. I just want to give a testimony out to the Lotus reading. It is all of that, y'all, and a bag of chips, for real, with the hot sauce. Everything is on point. All of the readings, I think I have maybe like 2 more I need to get from you, for me. But it's all of that. It's all of that. You can never get enough. And You got to do the work, but it's great. It's great. It's better than any other. It's the gift that keeps on giving. That's all I can say.
Oh, well, thank you. That was definitely unexpected, but thank you so much. And I'm glad because I so enjoyed doing the Glowing Lotus reading for your son. Amazing. And you as well. We'll have some more stuff that we're going to tell about that in a little bit. But it's so good to hear you and have you on the phone. They're sending you love from the chat room if you're not in the chat room.
Thank you. And also, Ms. Blue, I sent you a special email today also with tonight with a special
okay.
song for you that you said you enjoyed. So that's, you know, you can just marinate on that, you know, with you and yours and by yourself, whatever.
I sure will. If you guys don't know, this sister has one of the amazing voices. I know that's my word, but she has a voice that is definitely from the cosmos. And her album is going to be dropping soon, and I cannot wait to help share her with the rest of the world, with you guys here, because she's definitely a part of the Remix family. And this sister, her vibes, her singing vibes is really, really something to take you to another planet. It really is. So it's good to hear. Good to hear. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
No. Thank you. Peace and love. Thanks. Keep listening.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're going to go to the next caller. Just so good to hear from you guys. I'm calling in, it looks like, from area code 917. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings from the line.
Hi, Remix. My name is Gail. I'm calling from the Bronx.
Okay, you're calling from the Bronx, Boogie Down Bronx.
The Boogie Down Bronx. Ms. Blue, I talked to you back in October, and I was telling you that my son was in Afghanistan, and you had told me that everything was going to be all right. Well, he's returned, and he's fine, and he's getting married in June, so I think you for all your energy and the reading and all the prayers and everybody. Thank you so much for your blessing.
Well, give him a big hug and a love. I knew that I'd seen good intentions, seen him coming back, seen him with you. So my love to him as well and to you. And thanks for calling back and letting us us know how that's going. Congratulations on him and his new family. He's about to start there. So that's beautiful.
Yes. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Ms. Blue, can you just tell me something about me? Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me give you something here. Let's do it. We're going to be pulling from the new Oracle deck. I'm so excited.
Yes,
you guys
don't
know what it feels like to have this in my hand at this particular time. And so the number one energy that comes up for you at this time, it has a lot to do with a couple of things. And the first thing is about movement. It's about paying attention to details, and it's also about discernment. So this is the time that spirit is saying for you, you have to feel your spirit. You're too much in your mind. You're thinking. Get out of your mind. Really begin to listen to your body. There's some changes. You have a couple more changes that you have an opportunity to do. A big emotional time for you at this particular time. And so really how you're going to be able to discern this is to get out of your head and start to really listen to your spirit. And your body's going to talk to you. So when you feel that little twitch in your stomach and you feel that sensation come upon you, that's your spirit talking to you. You know, and your spirit is saying certain things like you need to get some rest, you know, take some time for yourself to get some rest. Does that seem to be true? Can you feel that?
Yes, I sure can. Yes, I sure do.
Yes. So listen to your spirit. Get out of your mind. Get out of your mind. Get out of your head. You're overthinking these things way too much. Listen to your spirit. So even if it tells you to take a nap in the middle of the day, take a nap. When you get up from the nap, take this time to journal. We're in a time right now, and we'll be in this time until probably mid-April, that this is really a time of reflection. this is a time to go back and sort of kind of review some things. So this is almost like really paying attention to the details, you know, going back over those things in our lives, those things that we have going on, you know. So really take some time to reflect. So at the end of the day, it's great for you to pull out your journal and begin to look at those things of synchronicity that's coming up, because spirit is constantly communicating with you. So it's time for you to really feel your spirit. And that spirit lives within your body. It doesn't live within your mind. And so first go to that. See what you're feeling. Be honest in that point, and everything else is really just going to be like stepping stones just to lead you right where you need to be.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ms. Blue. Have a great night.
Oh, you're welcome, and peace and love to you, okay? Email me and let me know how it goes as well, too. All right.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right. Peace. Beautiful. Okay. All right. So next, we're going to go to the next caller. The next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 216. 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
It's Brian. I'm calling from Illinois.
Okay. Greetings, Brian, you said, from Illinois?
Yeah.
Okay, greetings.
Yeah, I had a question about, I keep seeing the number 8. And I know there's a thing with the life path number. Because I was born in November 19, 1976. And
okay.
I think that might have something to do with it. Actually, I keep seeing 8 and 11. I just want to know what your thoughts were on that.
Well, it can actually mean a lot of different things, and we've talked about that. Of course, we know there is significance. There is some universal significance when it comes to certain numbers. You know, the number 8 also is connected with the number with achievement. So a lot of times of achievement, that can be one of the things that's connected. You can also use this as a number of power for you. So every time you see these numbers, begin to look around. We know the number 11 is connected angelically. So these are numbers that are connected with angelic spirits too as well. But the most important thing for you when spirit is showing you this particular number, it has a lot to do with what's going on with you. Like you said, you pulled that connection back. You were born in November, and you said November the 8th you were born, correct?
No, the 19th, 1976.
Oh, you were born on the 19th. You were born on the 19th. Oh, okay, you were born on the 19th. Okay, good day. So some things that you can begin to look up is begin to look at some of the significance of things that has happened to you when you see these numbers. Like, where are you? Are you at work? You know, what are you feeling? What are some of these things that you feel this connection to? Because that's going to be most important. Because, of course, spirit is not showing you these numbers and then telling you, that there is nothing going on. Like, for instance, a couple of things for you right now in your life has a lot to do with you finding your true purpose. It has to do with you activating your free will and also you being in that place of bliss with yourself, kind of like what we like to call the cosmic wave or riding the cosmic wave. And also some of the other things that is coming up has to do with some of the other things have to do with abundance and seeds of intention. So right now, Brian, some of the things that Spirit is saying for you to begin to plant your seeds of intention. Begin to plant those things when it comes to fulfilling your true purpose or what you feel your purpose is. This is reminding you of your birthright, that you have a right to activate that free will within yourself. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got scheduled for a session on November 29th, and I just wanted to let you know I can't wait.
Well, yeah. I can't wait to talk to you because you're gonna discover so many things. You know, these are divine appointments, and I truly believe that. And every day somebody confirmed that. You know, right now I'm moving very fast with you, Brian. Are you on a train or something?
No, actually, I'm in my truck now. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, so you're driving, but you are driving, right?
Oh, no, actually, I'm parked now. I'm about to get ready to go in like a couple hours.
Okay, because I feel you moving fast, and I'm moving fast with you.
Yeah.
I'm moving fast. I knew you was in something moving. I'm like, wait a minute. This a train,
yeah.
Plane? What are you in? Because we moving. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. So which way are you, which way part of the country are you rolling in?
I'm actually on my way to Wisconsin, and I got to be here in the morning, actually the afternoon.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Mhm. And you know, the other thing to definitely, I want you to take this with you. Make sure, Brian, that you appreciate the things that you've already accomplished, because you have. You've accomplished so much in your life at this particular time. You've already accomplished a lot of things. Things that were just dreams to you at one particular time, that's there. Yeah.
Right. Okay, Ms. Blue.
Yeah. And that's a lot what the number 8 is telling you. Like I said, 8 is connected with accomplishments. And so that spirit, the number 11, is really just reminding you. You're walking through more gateways of things that you are accomplishing. And even though you may be faced with some obstacles and some challenges, know that you have already accomplished a lot of things. Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I appreciate that, Ms. Blue.
You're welcome. Because just remember, 8 also stands for what you've already ate. You get it?
Oh,
8?
Oh,
8.
Okay.
You've already made
yeah.
it. You've already accomplished it. So exactly, you are exactly where you need to be. So blessings to you, and I look forward to talking to you around your birthday time. So travel down that road. Don't drive too fast, because we were moving pretty fast, Brian.
All right. Peace, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so we're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in, I think I have two of them, but calling in from area code 917, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 917?
Hello, Ms. Blue.
Yes, hello. Greetings, who's on the line, please?
Greetings, Ms. Blue. How are you doing? I'm Tim calling from New York.
Okay, you said Tim calling from New York?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Just had a question.
Yes.
I'm anxiously waiting to schedule my divine appointment. I know you're so popular. It's a blessing, of course. I know it's months out. But I had a question regarding just what you saw for me in the immediate future, life purpose or work-wise. I'm still trying to figure some things out, what I'm supposed to be doing with myself.
Well, you know, really good question, Tim. That's a good question. And how that actually works when it comes to understanding understanding our life lessons and what we're supposed to be doing. On one level, and let's look at this on a micro level. On a micro level, how could you not be doing what you're supposed to do? Every single thing that you're doing is about what you're supposed to be doing. It could not be any other way. So that's on the micro level. Now, we all have what's called a divine calling, you know, a purpose for being. A lot of us, when we come back to the planet, we're coming back to really continue the work that we left off to do. And this is something that I do in the Akashic Record readings, in the readings that I do. Let's talk about where you are at this particular time. And what I'm going to do is I actually have, and I'm so excited, Tim, I have my new Oracle deck here that I worked on with some amazing sisters and brothers. The sister who worked on this pure feminine energy did the artwork, and then the graphic designer, Dark, put it together along with the channels that I got for this deck. So I'm really excited to be using this deck. And I want to begin to, let's just take a look at where you are right now. I want to pull a card for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's see. Let's see, Tim. All right, so here we go. The card that came up for you, Tim, and this is actually one of the most, I don't want to say favorite, but I really like this one. I really like this card in the deck. It has to do with the base chakra or the root chakra, as it's otherwise known. And so this is about honoring your human nature. This is what I like to call the Clark Kent side. You know, a lot of times we want to stay Superman. We all have superpowers. We want to be in that Superman phase. But the Clark Kent side, we have to honor that too. Because I often say no one came back here to be so spiritual to not be here. So it's about honoring sort of the Clark Kent side of yourself. And also honoring your body. Really honoring your body. Being grounded within your body. It has a lot to do with grounding. And whenever this particular energy comes up, what Spirit is saying is that this reminds you that it's time for you to evaluate the foundations and to get back to the basics. And when I'm talking about those basics, Tim, these are things that you love to do, that you enjoy doing, that you would do this, and it didn't matter whether, you know, like the song we played earlier, it's not about the money. You would just do it. What is that, Tim? What is that one thing that you love that you would do no matter what?
I guess that's my artistic acting side.
Your artistic acting side, you said?
Yes, that is correct. It's just
okay.
Kid and then
I'm having some. I can barely hear you, Tim. I'm sorry. If you could speak a little bit closer.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. My artistic acting side. It's something I did as a kid, just because I loved. But then the adult life responsibilities, things like that, took over,
right.
And that just got pushed to the side.
Right. Yes. So the number one thing, Tim, that will help you with that, I suggest that you get back into it because you can do it. And you're in the city of New York. So, you know, we know that it can happen there. So whether you take yourself and kind of get involved with some of those groups or those clubs that maybe put on plays and do that, maybe take it to the next level. And begin to do that. Just find the time to begin to volunteer to get into that artistic acting, you know. But the number one thing that Spirit is sending the message is for you to ground yourself long enough so that you can stay with this. Stay with it, you know, to go deeper to it, you know. The deeper you go into really understanding that this is more than just some playtime thing. This is really something you have a love and a passion for, and you're very good. The more that you can begin to manifest that here into this reality.
Okay. Thank you much, Ms. Lou. I wait for the time for my reading. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you much.
All right. You're welcome, and peace and love to you. Thank you for calling in. Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. We need more people with artistic expression. So here we go. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 856. You are live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Is that me?
That is you.
Oh, wow. You know, I'm pushed one. How you doing, Ms. Blue? My name is TJ. I'm from New Jersey, South Jersey.
Oh, TJ from South Jersey. We got a lot of East Coast. On the line tonight.
Yo, you definitely just gave me some butterflies. Like I heard you say 8-5 and a 6 kind of cut out, and I happened to just, you know, like yo, is that me? Like on some random stuff. That's wow. All right. How you doing today?
I am wonderful. How are you, TJ?
I'm actually doing pretty good. You know. I got a parking ticket today in front of my job, but other than that, you know what I mean? I kind of just shook that off. That's like a little, you know.
Yeah, you got to shake that off.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I started listening to your show every day. I really do love you. And I really realized why your name is Miss Blue. You really have a voice. Like, you. I really do. Trust me, this is my Friday night and Sunday night, every Friday and Sunday.
Oh, well, beautiful. It is good to feel your energy and have you in the house as well, too. So that is that history.
You know, you really just threw a smile on my face. I was just thinking to myself, like, I wonder if I really get picked if I push one. I was like, yeah, she probably never got no one from 856. But at the same time, that's odd that I didn't even recognize I pushed one. Like, this is like some, you know what I mean, one of them coincidental,
well,
ironic. I don't believe in that. It's
yes,
meant to
that's
happen.
Right. It is meant to happen. It certainly is. So no mistake to have you on the line. And
This is crazy. You haven't even said anything to me. I'm just happy as ever right now. This is wild.
Oh, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Thank you so much for calling in. And they're sending you love from the chat room, too. So they're sending you love. Did you have something you want me to pull a card for you since you're on the line? Did you want to do that?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Oh, beautiful. And there's a story behind this particular card, so I'm going to tell you that. But what came up for you is wisdom. You are truly in the time where Spirit says you're activating your wisdom. So this is about true visions. It's about you being very receptive and also about sensitivity. And this is wisdom. Now, the artwork that's done on this particular card, and for some of you who's a part of the Remix family page, I've put this card up. And this, the artist, the Sister Pure, who's out of the UK, this card is her mother's favorite in the deck. Her mother loved this so much. It is so beautiful. So, yes, this is all about you being in the time of activating wisdom. So when we were talking about eight being connected with what you ate, things of the past, that's what wisdom is connected with too. And so Spirit is saying that this is definitely the time for you to be in that place of your wisdom, you know, being very receptive, and you're having, as a result of it, true visions. And you just kind of, you know, you bear witness to that right now. You said, I wonder what would happen if I push one. Like, I wouldn't get through, and you did. You did. And that's just because you are coming with such a pure heart and being open. Yes.
That's crazy, because it's ironic that you said wisdom of all cards that came up, because I'm relatively young for the people that I'm usually around. And for some odd reason, they all say I'm very wise for my age. I'm only 23, but, like, with a lot of people, I talk to a lot of, you know, like, older people. Like, a lot of the friends that I have now, I pick and choose now, because I know some of them aren't really on the, you know what I mean? I can't really say they're on the right path, but they're on their own path, and I kind of, you know, siphon out who's who in my life right now. But when it comes, I listen to, you know, older music, I talk to older people a lot, and they all kind of get surprised when I tell them, like, yeah, I'm only 23, and they give me the look, like, if you see me in person, I get dirty a lot, but really I'm just like,
I'm
too young. But
that's
the wisdom is like, now you just kind of solidify the fact that people aren't just being nice to me. It's actually like coming from, like, I can't say, I really want to say coming from a stranger, but coming from someone I'm talking to for the very first time, and that's what you get, that's kind of, that hit hard. That really did.
Yeah. Well, beautiful. So that's what Spirit is saying. Trust your wisdom. And also, you know, wisdom is connected with the goddess energy. So those older, wise sisters that is around you, whether it be your mother, your aunt, trust them as well, too. Listen to that wisdom, and you will continue to just prosper in everything that you do. So beautiful.
Oh, my God, the goddess energy. You know, my whole life, I pretty much was raised around all my sisters and my mom. That's it. I've been raised around women my whole life. Kind of like, that's something that definitely stuck with me too. I have a lot of my mom's and my I'm gonna say my favorite sister's tendencies, you know, especially when it comes to picking and choosing, like, you know, say like your mates and decision wise and even cars I drive, you know. It's weird, like that. So
there it is. See, that's it. You get it. You get it. So I am so glad that I can be that beautiful reflection for you tonight, and you can be that for me. So thank you. Keep listening, and peace and love to you.
Oh, thank you. Same to you.
All right. Oh, that was beautiful. Okay, you guys, 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're live here in the Remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 612. You are live in the remix. 612.
Greetings, Maxwell.
Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Maximo. No, it's Shekinah and Obsidian.
Okay. Okay. Greetings to you. Greetings, greetings.
How are you this evening?
I am wonderful. I'm doing real well. I'm smiling, playing
yes,
with love.
Yes, me too. Yes, I agree. So I'm calling in because I'm really feeling the vibe of this evening, everything that you're talking about mm-hmm. as usual. So I think, actually, I'm going to let Obsidian go first tonight, though. So I'm going to pass the phone, okay?
Okay. You can okay. certainly do that. You certainly
All right.
can. All right.
Hey, Ms. Blue.
Yes, greetings,
greetings.
To you.
Yes, ma'am. Peace, and love.
Mm-hmm.
Just calling in. Just wanted to get some feedback on what you see. Of course, I want you to use the deck on me.
Okay.
But yeah, so this week has been real kind of up and down, but it's been positive, and I've been using a lot of positive energy this week, trying to get some things together and mm-hmm. staying in the light. Been listening to the show from last weekend because I didn't get to participate
right.
last weekend, so I downloaded, and of course,
okay.
you know, Brother Panic does what he does. So.
Right. Okay. So is there a particular question you wanted to ask, or what was going on?
I don't really have a particular question. I just kind of want to see what you see. No, I want to know what you
okay.
see.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so happy to have the new Oracle deck in my hand. So definitely let's see what's going on here. Let's see what we can get. Mm-hmm. Okay, the number one thing that comes up for you at this particular time, can you hear me okay? Because I,
yes,
I think
I'm getting out of here. My son is trying to come in here with his video game.
Okay, so the number one thing that I've seen for you that came up, Spirit is saying that it's time for you to clean house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's time for you to begin to release a lot of your emotional baggage and really do some detachment and really set some pure and some honest intentions. So this
okay.
is the place that you're at this particular time. And by doing that, getting into that space where you can do that, this is really going to help you move yourself into the next position or the next level. Here's what I want to do. I want to ask you a question, and this will be something that you can, we'll have a lot of fun with that, because tonight we're playing with love, so this is a great thing to do. I want you to pick a number between 1 and 6 for me. Just any number, one between 1 and 6.
3.
The number 3. 3. Okay. Interesting. So the point that you're at this particular time, and the reason I had you pick that number is actually something that I'm working on that Spirit gave to me, and someone else, we're kind of working on this, but just really understanding this, it's really what Spirit is saying for you at this time, Obsidian, is to stop asking why and begin to do the work. Begin to clean the house. Begin to release the emotional baggage. Begin to set the pure intentions. Begin to detach from them things that you need to detach from. To really, really stop asking why and do the work. So this is the place that you're at this particular time. And once you begin to do this, then you'll be able to move yourself into that next level. But first, you have to do that.
Okay.
You have
okay.
to stop asking why and begin to do the work. Release the emotional baggage, do the detachment, set those pure and honest intentions, and you'll see that shift. You'll see it occur for you. And it'll come in a way when you least expect it.
Okay, well, that sounds good. And that's really what I've been working on. I I've been really working on just letting go and trying to put myself in that position of power, you know. And it's been a bumpy road for me, but you know, I'm an optimistic person. Sometimes I get discouraged, and I know discouragement can you know throw you off your path.
Yeah.
And so I've been trying to you know just keep myself in a positive mindset and encouraging myself more and more. And
right.
you know a lot of things that have happened to me in my past, and most of the stuff I put myself in different positions in different you know different places that
right.
really if I would have just followed the path that even if I'd have just listened to my mama, you know, I would have been
right.
better off. But I was a little hard headed, and so really right now I'm just you know I'm just coming into you know I feel like I'm grown, you know, but because for a long
right.
time I was just playing, you know, I played my
right.
20s and my teens, and I put myself
right.
in a lot of compromising positions. So right now I'm just at that point where I'm looking and I'm like, okay, we gotta let that go, put the little boy down, you know, get on your grown man, and that's really where I'm going. So I really feel what you're saying.
Yes.
When you say letting the emotional baggage go and stop asking why, stop questioning, and just you know and live in the moment and accept, you know, accept myself and all my faults as well as you know the things that are good about myself.
That's right. Yes,
yep.
That's true. You definitely have to do that. And remember, I know you said that this is something that you're working on and you're trying. And so I want you to move from that place of trying and working on to doing it, because
okay.
there is nothing stopping you to do it. You know,
okay.
remember, you can't make power. You have to grow it.
Right.
You can't make power. You got to grow it. It comes
okay.
from the work. It comes from that. And so... And any time that you're thinking about when you're going to do it or how you're going to begin to work on it, just do it. Just do it.
Okay.
That's the Nike saying, because you
right.
can. Because you
right.
can. Yes. So peace and love to you. Peace and love. Thank you for
yes,
calling
ma'am.
In. It's good to hear from you.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you. And peace and love to you, too.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to let Shekina talk to you.
Okay. Beautiful. It's a
okay.
family affair.
Yes, a family affair. We a whole package.
All right, beautiful.
I was still listening to him, so I'll just go back and listen to the show. Well, first of all, I would like to say thank you so much for everything that you do all the time, but in particular, the week before last, the show that you did when we went back, you know, to our childhood and grabbed the toy. So I've been drinking my tea. And I've been intentionally, you know, relaxing and putting forth the effort to enjoy life more and not be so serious. It's kind of hard for me not to study, but I haven't been obsessing about it, and I am getting a better understanding of what consciousness really means, the thinking and feeling at the same time. So I want to say thank you for that and send my love to you and the Remix family.
All right.
So I guess I'm open to whatever spirit has to say through you, but I guess really one of the things that's been laying on my mind has been my higher purpose or my divine purpose. I have an idea of what I want to do. It's just a matter of getting kind of everything in quote-unquote order.
Okay.
And doing it, and I hate to use this word, but doing it the right way, because I love people and I love helping people, and I know I have to help myself first. So the information that that I will be presenting back to people, I just want to make sure it's you know along the right line. So.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, and thank mm-hmm. you for sharing that. And thank you for sharing that. So I think I got your question. I'll kind of go back and clarify that. But I want you
okay.
to, for me, Shekina, pick a number between 1 and 6.
I'll say 4. I thought Obsidian was going to pick 4.
The number 4.
I've been dealing with 4 a lot this week, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the number 4. All right. Now, I'm going to take a look, and I'm going to actually pull a card from you, and this has a lot to do with where you are at this particular time and what Spirit is saying. What Spirit is saying at this time. And this has a lot to do with lightning power, if you can think about that. And it's about paying attention. It's about signs and really just connecting with your higher self, your spirit, just connecting with your higher self. And a couple of things that come to mind. Whenever you say that your purpose is really to help people and to do things to help people, let me tell you why that doesn't work.
Uh-huh.
Because that's not enough to hold you. That's not enough uh-huh. to even get you where you need to be. Because if it was, then you would have done it. I think everybody on the planet has that intention at some uh-huh. point to help other people. It has to be uh-huh. something more personal. It can't.
Okay.
That can't be
okay.
the driving force. You understand?
Okay.
The driving force is, you know, I want to help children or I want to save babies. That's not enough to get you where you need to go. And you already
right.
know that. That's why you can't get there.
Right.
You can't get there. And then it's also about understanding that, again, there is no wrong and there is
uh-huh.
no right.
Uh-huh.
However, we create those boundaries within ourselves.
Uh-huh.
So those things come from within. That's going to come from within, not without. So you're not going to find that necessarily outside of yourself. But it's kind of like you're sitting there and you're waiting to sort of win. Like you want to win. Like you want to be able, like you're in the race and you want to win. Like at the end, there's going to be this big fanfare waiting for you, waving the flag. That's not going to happen. It doesn't come that way. You know, it's about you waiting and waiting and waiting. It's almost like nursing an egg too long or not long enough. Either you crack the egg open and it's still in its yolk stage, or you crack the egg open and it's overdone.
Okay.
So your timing with this is off because you've put it on a constraint. You know, it's like somebody saying, I got to do something by Friday, when you have no clue what's going to happen for you Friday.
Right.
So a lot of times you guys will even notice with the show, I don't put things up. Sometimes they don't come up because they haven't manifest themselves.
Okay.
Lightning, you know, lightning is just like a flash of power.
Okay.
You know, when you see the lightning, when the lightning comes and it strikes you. And so this is what you ultimately should be able to receive. But you got to find a bigger purpose than just, I want to help people and I want to do things. That's not enough. That's
okay.
not going to move you enough. And how you know this to be true, take your own words, because you haven't done it.
Right.
Because if it was enough, that would have done it. You know?
Right.
This is the time for you to wait to have that lightning strike you. Have that lightning come in and hit you. But it can only come in a place of honesty.
Uh-huh.
That is the only place it can come in. So really just being in that position and recognizing truly within your heart, what is it that you want to do? You want to help people. You don't have to stop with helping people. The Red Cross needs people. There's all kinds of organizations that need people that need help. That's
uh-huh.
not enough. That's not enough. That's a human nature, and it's nothing wrong with the human nature, but there has to be a greater purpose, and that greater purpose has to do with you. When you find that, you will be able to bridge the gap.
Okay, so now just, and I know you said don't sit and wait, but just pay attention to what's going on inside of me, and then
yes.
And, yes. And it'll hit me like a lightning bolt.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll
okay.
you'll have the epiphany, because now you're not, it's not enough for you. You're not having it. There's no epiphany there. There's no epiphany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You have to, and I want you to hear this really good, Shekinah. You have to sit still long enough to hear your own voice.
Okay.
Not someone else's voice. Not someone else's mission. Your own true, authentic voice.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much. Love you as well, and thank you for calling in. Thank you for calling in. Peace and blessings to you guys over there.
Yes, ma'am, you too.
Peace. Oh, beautiful call, beautiful call. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Moochie. I'm calling from Ohio.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings, greetings.
Can you hear me okay?
I sure can. Greetings. What did you say your name was?
I'm Moochie in the chat room.
Okay, greetings.
I just wanted to share, I wrote a poem.
Okay.
And I just want to share it. So, are you ready? Here it goes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I remember the very first time I saw you. I just knew. It was one of those warm summer days at the end of 2 months after June. As soon as we locked eyes, kaboom. It felt like the hawk had punched me in the chest. All the air was sucked from my lungs. So completely naked and bare before you, I rest. It was like finding myself, finding out I had a twin identical to me. I couldn't see the physical. I could only see through me, the opposite and the same at the same time. One looked to the left, and I lost my mind. I was immediately hurtled through 9 different worlds, hydroplanes in 9 different dimensions, 9 different times. Lost sight of myself, only to find myself again and again, gaining sight of me. I fell in love like the first time of every time, on every plane of existence. It's like experiencing myself, loving myself, in love with myself. Whoa, was that the Trinity? Not to be confused with being full of myself. Cocky. I'd rather be full of you than full of me. Shit, who am I kidding? I'm so cocky. I'd rather be full of myself than full of you. Worlds where we produce offspring, we produce a male and female aspect, projection of self, androgyny. We were fulfilling biblical prophecies. How do I know? Because I had a witness to the right of me. He complimented my fly, mind, soul, and body, mirror reflections of me. I remember the first time I held you. Our souls did a dance above us, a sacred unity, ascension mastery. It was so good I had to publish a Wiccan record and sit in this here poetry. Sit tidal waves and lightning strikes through all my cells and veins, evolving me. Love so ancient, he proposed with a natural black gentle dome in a silver wall setting instead of that shiny glass ring. Blessed through melanated space, creating different levels, just all together so we could die together and forget that we ever even knew each other, just to be born again, just to fall in love again for the first time again, one more time again, but in a different galaxy this time again. Equivalent of me like DNA to the spiral serpentine. All hell behind us. My DNA is embedded like my DNA. Oh, I'm sorry, I had to move. my DNA is embedded with the lineage of divinity. Love we place today for 2 miles. Lifetimes times lifetimes of pure bliss and ecstasy.
Oh, wow. That is beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Beautiful.
I was wondering if I could get a mini reading, whatever.
You sure can. You sure can. Okay. Did you have anything specific you wanted me to take a look at, or did you just kind of want me?
Yeah, whatever spirit has for me. Let's go with the flow.
Okay, beautiful. Well, let's talk about this, and I think this is perfect to talk about. By the way, I know you're in the chat room. Everybody's giving you big ups and just letting you know that they loved it. They loved it. They loved the poetry piece. Well, this is going to take you straight to the heart chakra, okay?
Okay.
The spirit is saying, yes. The spirit is saying this is all about harmony for you. It's about being in that place of love. But the key thing for you, the key thing I want you to think about, and this has a lot to do with your poetry, you express this in your poetry, is forgiveness.
Okay.
Yeah. You know that, though, don't you?
Yeah.
I know sometimes it can be tough, but remember this, forgiveness is never about the other person. It is about you. It's about how you can begin to set yourself free. And when we don't do it, see, here's the thing about it. When we don't do it from a very honest and pure place, then that becomes a connection, and it also becomes a false identity, a part of you. Because what happens is that gets into your aura, and then eventually it begins to seep in through your heart, and then it begins to seep in through your blood, and then it begins to manifest in its mind, and now it has become a part of you, whatever you're holding. And so a lot of times what happens when we don't let this forgiveness go, that those things that sometimes we hate the most, or we see in others that we dislike the most, that has hurt us the most, 6-7 months down the line, you find yourself in the same position doing the same thing. And it's because you didn't release yourself from it. So this is why forgiveness is so important. And I know you can do it. I know you can. I know you can do it. I really do, because you have done it, you know. So I want you to begin to work with that area of the fourth chakra. And incidentally enough, I pulled another card from you from the Know Your Magic deck, and guess what came up? The throat chakra. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. The throat chakra came up for you. And so I always tell when a person's throat is closing up with them, particularly when I'm in a reading with them, because they'll start clearing their throat, they'll have the coughing, they'll do this. This is an indication. The throat chakra is about facing your fears. It's about speaking your truth, and it's about communication. Well, here's something else that's not talked about too often, but I love talking about it because I love the chakras and I love colors. It's really that the heart chakra is about communication too. Some cases, the heart chakra communicates even more than really that portal of the throat chakra. This is why often you will hear the heart chakra, you'll see me saying the color green, is connected with communication. So you want to begin to let this forgiveness out. So whether you do it through your poetry, that's fine, do it, but set an intention that this is your releaso. So it is about you just setting up to say that me saying this, this is how I'm releasing it. But make it a conscious choice that that's how you're going to choose to release it. But you do need to release it from yourself. I want you, before you go, I want you to pick a number between 1 and 4 for me. I mean, 1 and 6, I'm sorry, 1 and 6.
I'm going to go with 5.
You're going to go with the number 5. The number 5. Beautiful number 5. And let me tell you about the number 5, because this is connected a lot with, it has a lot to do with location. And I want you to think about this in the locational sense of this way. It has a lot to do with, where am I? And this is a question you often ask yourself. Where am I with this right now? How do I feel about this? You know what I mean? Doesn't that sound true? You worry about it. You know, where am I right now? Like, I don't even know where the hell I am. Like, oh, gosh.
Which way am I going? Yeah.
Right. Which way am I going? So that has a lot to do with that particular energy there. How you're going to balance this out? Two things. Is I want you to begin to work with those things of the fourth chakra, of the heart, you know, to do some meditations, really do some studying on the heart chakra, and then also begin to work with the throat chakra as well. You can go back and listen to one of the past shows and do that. But I'm going to give you a ritual, something you can do right now. I want you to sit down. This is going to be a journaling exercise. And I want you to begin to write down, because this is how you're going to make it matter. Write down what you want in life. Write it down. Just put it on a piece of paper. That is going to become your affirmation. That's going to become your magical statement, like I talk about in the audio workbook. Write it out. Write it out. And then this is going to help you put you into the location of where you're at, because based upon what you're writing, you're going to be able to determine your location. So write down what you want. So you can take a situation, you can take something that you want. This is going to help you find out where you're at just by free writing, you know, free writing. Yes. Yes. And then come back and let us know, because we know that that poetry piece is going to be fire, because I'm sure you're going to turn it into a poetry piece. So beautiful. So that's what spirit has to say. Stay in that place of harmony. Keep loving. Keep opening your heart. Remember, love is about giving and receiving. And then also remember forgiveness. Forgiveness is never about the other person. It's about you. And when we don't release that, it becomes we get into what's called a case of a mistaken identity. Because then we have parts of ourselves that's really not us. These are things that we've picked up because we cannot forgive. And I know you can. I know you can forgive. So I can't wait to hear what goes on. Make sure you either email me at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com, or come back on the remix and let us know. Let us know. All right?
All right. Thank you. Bye, guys.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Thanks for calling in. Oh, beautiful, you guys. You guys are so amazing. I'm having so much fun with the Know Your Magic deck. I got it right here in my hand. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 340. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 340? I think I said the wrong area code. 340? Okay, we'll go to the next caller.
Hello.
340?
Yes, me. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Ms. Blue. I'm sorry. I had it on mute by accident.
That's okay. Who's on the line, please?
Hi, this is Tressa. I'm calling from St. Thomas. How are you?
Oh, Tressa from St. Thomas. Doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm okay. Sitting with a sprained foot, but other than that, I got some humor in it.
Well, that's good. Keep smiling. That's it. Keep smiling. We're playing with love tonight. We are playing with love. So, yeah,
okay.
What brings you here tonight from St. Thomas?
Well, you know, I was just wondering. I never usually ask, but, you know, I said, well, let me ask for a little mini reading wherever spirit leads you.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Let's take a look. By the way, St. Thomas, one of my... I could tell y'all some stories about St. Thomas. We won't go there. We don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to talk about the brothers in St. Thomas. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Say no more.
Anyway, yeah, those are old dreams. Got new ones now. But here we go. Okay. So the first thing that comes up for you at this particular time, it has a lot to do with action. It has a lot to do with thoughts and also cause and effect. And so the place that you're at right now, what spirit is saying, you need to get a new story.
Okay.
You need to get a new story. Does that make sense to you? To get a new story.
It makes sense.
Get a new story. Yes, and this is a beautiful card. I'll just kind of describe the imagery here. It is, it's this silhouette of a sister, and she is blue, all blue, and she's walking out of fire, and then she's walking into green light, like this big sort of orb of green light. And so right now what's happening is you're in a lot of cause and effect in your life at this time. So certain things cause a certain effect to happen, different thoughts, different actions, pulling that energy. So when we begin to talk about what action step do you need to do in order to move yourself into this position, into a higher position, to get yourself into this position, what comes up is Know Your Magic. That's the first card in the deck. Know Your Magic. So spirit is saying the work that you have to do comes through kindness.
Okay.
And really first for you being kind to yourself.
Okay.
Yes. Because you give and do for everybody.
Yeah.
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 You give and do. So this kindness is about you being kind to self, giving yourself that time, giving yourself the same consideration that you would give anybody else. Things that you let people slide on, you never would think about letting yourself slide on.
Right.
So it's about you getting into that place of magic. And as a result of that, we're going to look at the possible future. Now, I always say possible future because nothing is written in stone. Now, a lot of times what happens, I can read energy. So I can tell you, like, if you don't change anything, this will happen. And there's a lot of testimony of people calling in saying it did. But if you change that, then there's hundreds upon thousands of possibilities. Nothing is written in stone. But following this course, you know, thinking about cause and effects, thinking about your actions and your thoughts, you know, really getting into the place of kindness with yourself and consideration with yourself, knowing your magic is going to move you into a place of divine exchange where you can finally relax and you can have fresh thoughts. Those fresh thoughts that used to just roll in and roll in and roll in, you'll get those fresh thoughts again, Spirit is saying. And then it'll be time for you to share a breath. Then you can go back out. You've recharged yourself. You've healed yourself. And now you can go back out and give. But this time recognizing that you too have to receive and also that it is time for you to give that same love to yourself.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah. So definitely let me know how it goes. I also want you to pick a number for me from 1 to 6, if you will, please.
Okay, 6.
The number 6. Wow. You went straight for it. You went straight for it. You said the number 6. And, you know, the number one thing I don't want you to do is you're in the position where you're constantly trying to figure out how is this going to happen? How? That's your
right.
Goal. It's
yeah.
All about how. Stop trying to see how. Stop
right.
Trying to see how and just know. Just know that these things will happen. Know that they will come. Know that the divine exchange will happen. Do that, you know, relax, rest in the pause, you know, give that kindness to yourself, that consideration. Understand that your actions and your thoughts are creating your how. And
right.
You have to trust that. If you're laying that foundation, and you are, you're laying that good foundation of how, you won't have to ask it. So I know if my actions, if I know my thoughts are in the right place, then I know that the cause and effect is going to come. It's going to come. The how, I don't need to ask how because I've already laid the groundwork. So trust that.
Okay.
Trust.
I will.
That's the know your magic. And then come back and let us know.
I definitely will. And we're going to keep the stories of St. Thomas to ourselves.
Yes, we are. Yes, we got to do that. We definitely got to do that. All right. Peace and love to you. Much love to everybody out there in St. Thomas.
Oh, thank you. Same to you, Ms. Blue.
All right. Peace and love. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, my name is Wanda, and I'm calling from California.
Okay, greetings, Wanda, from California. How are you?
I am great. I'm new to the remix. I'm not new to consciousness, but I am new to the remix. So
okay, okay.
Glad to be
well, part. Well, good to have you. Good to have you on the line. Good to have you calling in. Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you see for me at this moment?
Okay. Okay, Wanda. Did you have something in particular that you wanted to talk about, or you just kind of want to see what comes up for you?
Maybe finances, to see. I'm trying to see if I'm going in the right direction with that.
Okay. All right.
And, maybe my purpose, too.
Okay. All right. All right. Here's something I want you to do for me really quick. Pick a number, Wanda, between 1 and 6 for me.
1.
The number 1. Ta-da! Ta-da! Okay. All right. Beautiful. So let's take a look. So you want to talk about finance. And, you know, I thank you for your honesty because often, you know, sometimes in the conscious community, we think we can't talk about finances, but we can. We can talk about it in our own way.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about it in our own way. We can talk about it in our own way. So let's see here. And also as it aligns with your purpose. So finances and your purpose. So let's see. Okay, there we go. And I'm so excited tonight because I have my new Oracle deck. And I'm just excited. I can't wait for everybody to get one. Everybody to have one. So let's talk about this. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about some finances tonight. The first thing I want to talk to you about at this particular time is a lot of things are going on right now with you at this time. And actually, I kind of get the sense that over the course of the last 6 to I'll say I'm bad. I suck with time because for me, past, present, and future all exist in the same space. But I'm going to say between the last 5 to 6 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. Okay, so now this has a lot to do with things that are in your heart that you desire. This has to do with your heart, and it also has to do with the unseen, and it also has to do with different shifts that are going on, particularly when it comes to the finances. Now, as far as you worrying about the finances, know that you're going to always have those things taken care of for you. And so even though things look a little unstable at this particular time and have been over the last couple of months, they're going to work themselves out. I do see... let me ask you, did you recently just kind of do some changing on your job and your employment?
Yes, I did. They laid me off, and
yes.
I feel like I've been set free.
Yes, yes. I do see that. I see that you definitely, yeah, I didn't want to just come out and say you lost your job, but yeah, you lost your job.
but it, you know what? It didn't feel like that. It felt
no,
like I got...
Because right. That's what I was going to tell you. You're in this state of transformation, which is really great for you. Now, here's the key, Wanda, and if you can really hear this, this is just going to do amazing things for you. Number one thing is that you have to begin to be yourself. Yes. Loud and clear. Be yourself. Now, two things, and I have to say this, it's a past life trauma. Make sure you change that battery in your smoke detector. I can always pick that up, so don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. It's a past life trauma. Don't worry. Don't worry about it. But definitely, you have to be yourself. See, because this is going to be the uniqueness in what you do. And this is how your passion is truly going to come out, and this is what's going to separate you from the difference. You have to trust your wisdom, the wisdom, because for you, everything is about who. Who's going to do it? Who? Who? You see, it is the connection. It is always about the connection. It's about the who. The who is the owl, and the owl is connected to the intuition. And so the goddess that came up for you in your action step during this transformation is also connected with the who, the owl energy as well, which is the goddess Mayat.
Mayat.
That is the wisdom, M-A-A-T, the goddess Mayat, the ancient Kemetic goddess Mayat. She is the wisdom goddess. She is the goddess connected with the who. And so the key thing for you, trust your intuition. You're going through a stage of transformation right now. And what's going to be important is for you to be your authentic self. This is where you will find the pearls. This is where you will find the blue pearls, the gems, as they call them. You will find them there. Continue to communicate your truth and face your fears. And one of those greatest fears for you is being yourself. That's more than enough. That's almost too much in some cases. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. To be your unique self. And don't worry about who. Don't worry about that. Trust your intuition. Trust your intuition. I guarantee you, you'll be calling me back saying, oh, Miss Blue, guess what? My purpose. This is what I'm going to be doing. Yes. Yes.
All righty.
All right. So how was that for you? You got a good treat tonight. First time listening.
Yes, I did.
You're in the remix. You got to use the Know Your Magic Oracle deck, the new deck that's going to be available for everybody on Sunday show. I'm going to announce where you can pick them up at. And
all right.
Just amazing. So let us know how it goes. Good to connect with you. Glad that you're here. And you can always reach out to me by sending me an email at question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4blue@gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome. Keep listening. Peace and love to you.
Peace and love.
All right. Oh, wait. Did you pick a number?
Oh.
Yes, you did. You did.
Number one.
You got it. Number one. There you go. The who.
Yeah, the who.
All right. Beautiful.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, wow. We are here playing with love in the remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We're going to go to the next caller. It looks like calling in from area code 619. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 619.
Hello?
Yes, greetings.
Greetings, Miss Blue. This is Nikita out of San Diego.
Okay, greetings to you, Nikita, out of San Diego.
Yes, I did not push one, but I guess I will share. Spirit must want me to share, so I will.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to share a dream that I had earlier this week.
Okay.
And in this dream, it was like, how can I explain this? It was like a tornado, but it was sparking rainbow colors, all the colors of the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it was sparking, when it was done, it left powers. Like, I had powers in my dream, and everything that it destroyed, I was able to fix. Me and my partner that was in my dream, we were able, but everybody were left in the dream. Everybody was able to accomplish this, but I knew right on that I was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
beautiful.
Curious what that was. But I know I woke up happy.
Well, that is definitely a great thing, because when you begin to look at tornadoes, and actually you decoded the dream perfectly, because, of course, you know how I feel about dreams. They're very important, and they're something that has been used since ancient times. Matter of fact, in ancient Kemet, they used to have dream temples where you would actually go to have dreams. And when they were looking for answers of things in their lives, the dreams played a major role, even when it came to health, when it came to just foreseeing things in their life, overcoming challenges and obstacles. We're getting a little bit of feedback from you, but, you know, tornadoes really have a lot to do with major challenges in life. So emotional things that go on, as well as upsets, you know, things like that, you know, different breakdowns, you know, that literally means that. When we talk about the colors of the rainbow, you know, colors have so many different meanings. It's all about faith and hope. And so in your dream, you were able to over a lot of these things that you've been dealing with right now in your life. And so that dream is really just letting you know that you can win this, you can overcome this. These challenges that you're facing now, you'll be able to do. Of course, there is the mythology side, the spiritual side of it too, that really is helping you to bring a lot of these things online for you as well too. So don't slight that. But the colors of the rainbow as well too, it has a lot to do with the hope, and it has a lot to do with the future. So this is about letting you know that when you're coming into these things of the future, that you can overcome them, and that these things will happen. They will come true for you. These dreams, they will, that seem impossible, that you can do them. So a beautiful thing, because that's what you should take from the dream. The best person to decode the dream is going to be yourself, and that had a lot to do with it. I think you did an excellent job of really just understanding what the dream meant and everything that you did in the dream.
Okay, and I have one more other thing. Far as today, I think I'm coming down with something, but today I had this intense heat in the back of my neck. And I mean, it felt like it was very intense. I have no clue, but I couldn't differentiate if I was because I was getting sick. I felt like I'm coming down with something, but it felt more than that. But I really just couldn't put my finger on it.
Okay. Well, let's do this really quick. Let's see if we got time. Let me do a quick scan. Let's see. You said the back of your neck, you felt the heat?
I mean, my body was warm, but my back of my neck, it was really, really intense.
Mm-hmm.
Like fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, two things. We know physically, there's a lot of things that can be associated with that. One of the things that I can tell you this, I feel that your nervous system is overworked. That your nervous system, your whole nervous system is like your adrenal glands are racing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's our fight or flight. So your adrenal glands are racing, like they're just on high. I guess that's the thing that I can tell you about. It feels like you've been going through something when it comes to relationships and where you're sort of kind of fighting for your freedom. Does that make sense?
I don't know. I guess I'll probably figure it out later. I have two interests, and I just don't know which way to go.
Right. It definitely has to do with this relationship. It has to do with that. And also whether or not you're going to decide to surrender to one or the other. So this has caused your, which is not a bad thing, I guess you can say that. You know, your adrenal glands are just racing. So you do need to kind of take a pause for a minute. And
I've
really
been trying.
Take a pause for a minute, because I kind of see you going, I'll tell you what came up for you, Zulu Union. And this card in the deck has a lot to do with a couple of things. It has to do with relationships, of course. And, you know, when we think about the Zulus, and if you guys can just catch a visual of a Zulu Union, you know, sort of that tribal love, you know, that passion, that deep passion that just kind of raced through your blood and through your soul. So that's the energy that came up for you. And it also has to do with obsessions and also surrendering. And so for you, I see you sort of still trying to fight to have your freedom. And you get to decide to do that. Just make sure you're honest about it between these two. You understand?
Okay.
Because the last thing in the world you want is two Zulus to come together. Two male Zulus, that's not a good look.
Yeah, the birthdays are a day apart.
Yes, you don't want those two Zulus to get together. And the heat on your neck is letting you know that this situation is heating up. It's coming to a head. It's about to move the energy from your neck to your head. And you know when something comes to a head. Boop. What happened?
It moved to my head. That's mighty funny. It moved to my head afterwards. All right, my head.
Yes,
here we are.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So on the physical level, you may be getting a cold, but we know that colds are really about unnursed hurts and pains, emotional pains. So just like I hear the baby in the background coughing, so you may,
he's
it may
been
animal-
all week.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah. And here's the thing. If you don't pick between what you're going to decide to do, then what's going to happen is that the universe is going to pick for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So think about the Zulu Union. I don't know if you ever studied about the Zulu, but they some powerful brothers. You don't want that to come to a head. You do want to make some decisions. Make some grown folks decisions there and do the right thing. Do the right
okay.
thing.
Okay.
All right. So peace and love, and tell us how it goes. And definitely, let me have you also pick a number between 1 and 6.
Okay. Well, I've been getting the number 11 all week, so I'll just go 2.
The number 2? Okay. All right. Let's see. The number 2. A good number. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The number 2 has, it's still going to take you back to the same energy. It's about what? And you're in the position where you don't know what you want. You see?
Definitely.
You don't know what you want at this time. So what you have to get yourself in the position to begin to know what you want or what's in there for you. Or you know how we used to say in my other life, we say what's in it, what's with it for me, you know, what's in it for me. So this is really about you taking some inner journeys within yourself, learning and recognizing that you're growing. I would say you to take some honey and stir-fry you some and some olive oil, stir-fry you some garlic and put it in the jar. How old is your daughter? Is she over 5?
Yes, she's 7. She has complications
okay.
with her asthma. They said it's been tight. Just as tight. She's not wheezing. It's just been tight.
What you want to do then, she has an inhaler, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What you do want to do is you want to kind of get her a humidifier, and then you do want to make sure you get some distilled water and put some lemon in it and put some parsley in it. There's an herb show that I did, and let her sip on that. You're going to keep it in the refrigerator for yourself and her because she's very heavily congested on her chest.
Mm-hmm.
And to get that phlegm up out of her. She needs more fluids, though, because she has
okay.
a lot of air, and it's almost a dry cough, and you want to make sure she gets plenty of fluids. You can email
okay.
me as well, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes, ma'am, I will. All right, that's funny. I made some lemon water, I pulled up your show today, but I was so busy. I'm like, it's supposed to go in here. It's partially.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So she
okay,
needs more fluids, yes. All right. So peace and love. Let me know how both of you are doing, okay? You can also email me also, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So take care of the baby. Peace and love.
Peace and love.
All right. Beautiful. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 815. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yes, hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
How you doing, Miss Le? This is Paul from Illinois.
Greetings, Paul from Illinois. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I had started listening to you, I'd say, about 6-7 months ago. So I was like,
6-7 months.
Yeah, okay. About 6-7 months. And I had this dream I wanted to share with you because it was weird. I tried to figure it out. And I think it has something to do with you.
Okay, okay. Dream about blue. Let's see. Let's go.
Yeah, okay, so here's... funny.
I'm too funny.
Yes, I have, right? I don't know where I was, but wherever we was at, we was somewhere where, like, and not just anybody is alive. And I'm looking at it. I can see, like, everything that it looks like. I can't lie to you. It kind of looked like that alien in American Dad, as far as the shape.
Okay,
but it was blue.
Uh-huh.
And it was blue. And it was pulsating, and, like, the blue, it was so, like, I can tell it was a different type of blue. Like, this wasn't, like, mm-hmm. the same light that you would normally see, and it was, like, white and blue and sparkling, and it was just real brilliant. And then mm-hmm. it had these cards. Of course, I'm sitting across from it. It's got, I don't know if it's male or female. You know what I'm saying? So it's got these cards. And the cards on the outside of them, they're big, so I'm thinking kind of like pterodactyl-type cards, stuff like that. But, like, on mm-hmm. the outside of the rim of it, the color, the light, it's kind of like in a, like a vine-type shape going around the edges, like the upper left edge and the right bottom edge. And it's, the color is the same as the bean. So something like the cards one. With the beam, like made it the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then from right to left, it's moving the card. We're not talking or nothing. It's just moving the card. And each card I'm looking mm-hmm. at the card. All the cards look the same. But each card that moves in front of me gives me like this feeling of understanding and overstanding. And it wasn't just so much mentally. It was like a holistic thing. And then mm-hmm. both cards on the other side. And then it was even more and even more and even more. And when he was done, by the time he was done, I'm just mm-hmm. with this silence, I feel like my whole earth thing was done. Not only earth, but like mm-hmm. it was all done. Like everything mm-hmm. over. I had an understanding that was so complete, I didn't even have to think.
Mm-hmm.
Like there was no point to really do anything but just be. Like I was just
done. Beautiful. I think you emailed me this dream too, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, because I really wanted to.
Yes?
I really wanted to, because I was like, this is weird. Like, I don't even know how this guy is going to do with me. So I know it does.
Well, yes, it does. It really does. And thank you so much for calling in and sharing, and thank you for your patience. That's one of the things that I get because I have the dream journal. For those of you who know that you can actually download the dream journal and you just speak into the app and tell me your dream, click the button and it says share your dreams with Blue. And it comes to me. So, you know, as you're describing this particular dream, you know, I kind of got this vision. But let me tell you what I picked up spiritually. Now, when it comes to dreams, here's something, and we talk about this a lot. So one of the things that I love, love, love so much about dreams is that there's so many different levels to understanding the dream, you know. The first level, everything is about you. Absolutely everything in the dream. I don't care if you pick up a coffee cup. I don't care if you you see a candle, you see some poop in the yard. All of that is different aspects of yourself. That's the first level of the dream. The second level of the dream goes into where you get a chance, to really begin to look at some of the mythology in the dreams and study it from the signs and study it from the symbols with dreams. And so there's so many different ways that you can actually decode dreams. How I do it, and it's going to be different for everybody else, I really work with the same energy that I work with when I'm doing the readings, the Akashic Record readings, the sacred sessions, the God Goddess, the Baby Lotus, that same energy. So that's what I'm going to give you here in this particular dream. Now, you've had a lot of time to kind of sit with this dream a little bit. So I'm sure that you're very close and you have the clues that you need to decode this dream. Even in the audio workbook, I tell you how to make your own dream journal so that you can have that for your dreams. But let's talk about some of the things that stood out, and we're going to look at this. That dream that you had, you sitting in front of the table, you sitting in front of this blue figure. This blue, the color blue, the energy of blue really has a lot to do with insight, truth, wisdom, and healing. It's sort of the inner voice. So that reflection that you've seen, that was actually you sitting across the table from yourself. Now, the color blue, of course, you're going to relate it to me because I am that person to take you into these different realms in these worlds. That's what we do when we're doing these readings. We kind of time travel. Sometimes we're going back in time. Sometimes we're going forward. Sometimes we're looking at things from a very, very micro perspective of how we're doing. And I'm really reading your energy. So whatever that reflection is, that's what you're going to see. So it makes sense how you think, wow, I need to kind of connect with blue on this energy. So this is how you're going to begin to decode that. The cards that you're giving to yourself, those cards represent those different things in your life that you did not understand. And so this is your higher self saying to you, look what you now can decode. Look what you now understand about you. Look at all of the amazing things that are going on with you that you now have a higher understanding of. So this is a dream really about celebration. It's about you coming into the place of getting to know different aspects and different parts of yourself and being able to recognize that on many different levels. So a great thing to do after a dream that powerful, and you can still do it now, is to sit down and really do some reflecting. This time that we're in here on March 16th, this is a great time for reflections, to go back and really review those things. Because you've had some challenges and you've had some great things. Reflect on both of them. Look at where you are as opposed to where you were a couple of months ago, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, where you are right now, maybe 5 years ago, and where you are now. You've come so far. So far, so far. Yeah. Did that help?
Yeah, I guess, because I have been kind of having this feeling, something weird. It's almost like it's telling me, if I don't step it up, I'm only going to hinder myself. Almost like, oh, yeah, it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you don't step it up, if you don't step it up, here's one of the things I want you to do for me. I want you to pick a number between 1 and 6.
It's going to have to be 4.
The number 4? Okay. That's your number? Why you say it's going to have to be 4?
Because that's just, it's got to be 4. It's always 4 numbers. It's always, I don't know. So I just like to always feel like, well, see, that could be my problem, too.
I just wanted to know what you were saying. I just wanted you to hear what you were saying.
Oh,
that's okay. It's beautiful, though. I want you to hear this because it's a beautiful pearl here for you. And this is always one of the things that you're doing. It's about the process. And sometimes what happens is you don't necessarily want to follow the process, but know that even though we think we're skipping steps, we can't. It always brings us back to the step that we need to get to. So it's about following the process. And it's also about recognizing to not be so much in the when is it going to happen. You know, when is also associated with being right. And some of the things that you beat yourself up for is that you don't want to be wrong. You don't want to make a mistake. And as a consequence of trying to chase the when, you sometimes end up making mistakes and making bad choices.
Dead on the nail. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's it. So really what you need to do, positive expectations. What came up for you was baby blue. Positive expectations, you know, innocence. See, that takes the wind out of it. If I'm innocent in the situation and I'm coming like a child, I'm coming like that spirit of baby blue, then I don't have to win because it's not about winning, you see. It's about trusting, and that's what you have to get into, because when you can trust, you take the wind out. There's no need to win. It's no need to know the exact timing because you're trusting. You're trusting that innocence within yourself that you're doing this and you know that everything has to work out in your favor. That's the positive expectation. So no matter how it goes, it's all working for you. So one of the things I want you to also take a look at and begin to study, research the concept of time. Research that and really begin to look at time. Look at it, you know, do some research on time. And that's going to let you release both winds, the W-H-E-N and the W-I-N. When you remove that, then this is where those things will begin to open up to you. And you'll be able to sit at that table and understand those cards and know that those cards, that is happening now. It was a dream, but it's also being manifested right now in this reality for you. Yeah. Powerful dream. Very powerful.
That sounds like a plan, so yeah, I'm going to do that.
And then come back and let us know. Yeah, and we're not holding you to win. We're not holding you win. Just let us know.
Right. I'm time now, so. Young photos.
So there you go. There you go. So peace and love. And thank you so much. Thank you so much for your patience. And thank you for calling in. And thanks for sharing those dreams from me. Because me and Sister Manya, we love them. We love when you guys send us emails. We really do. So peace and love. Peace and love.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Oh, that was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Twin Goddess.
Greetings, Twin Goddess.
From Cleveland, Ohio.
From Cleveland, Ohio, Twin Goddess.
I have been waiting all night. When I got that phone call from you today, I was at work this evening, and when I heard your voice, and I was like, oh, my God, you called me. I couldn't wait to get home and, you know, give you a call so I can be, you know, in private. But
right,
I didn't know why you were calling, so. This is so exciting. I love coming to the remix and just being on here and just hearing all the wisdom, and I just get so much from it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I have been doing and setting a lot of intentions into the universe.
The cosmic time.
Yes, and I've just been wanting to see signs and hear it or see it, see signs and everything. And I watched the movie Revolver today. I have to watch that movie over and over and over again because that was so good. Oh, my goodness. And I even heard that stuff from that today. So, I definitely want to hear what Spirit has to say. Because I definitely moved from the aspect that I was in a couple of months ago. So I definitely hear and see in myself a change. But I definitely just want to hear what Spirit is saying now.
Okay. All right. Well, beautiful. Let me have you go ahead and pick a number for me from 1 to 6.
Mm-hmm. 3.
The number 3. Beautiful. Thank you for that. All right. Let's see what Spirit has. I'm just so excited I have this deck. Oh, my goodness.
Me too. I want to get that deck. As soon as you put it up, I'm going to get that deck.
Yes. I'm just so happy about the deck. I'm so happy about it. I am. By the way, I'm going to, for those of you who are trotting down to the Atlanta lecture, there'll be also, I'm going to give away 4 decks there as well. 4 decks there. So Brother Panic will be giving those out. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about what's going on for you at this particular time. The energy that came up for you is the energy of Heru, which is all about ascending. It's about the hero that we all have within ourselves, and it's also about power.
Okay.
It's about power. So this is kind of where you are at this particular time. And so I kind of see you, you're changing, you're transforming, you're learning. One of the things that you definitely need to take into consideration is for you is the big why, is the why. Yeah, it's the why.
Yeah.
It's, oh, no, why me? Why is this happening?
Why?
Oh, no, not this. Why? Why is this going on? You know, that's the big thing for you. So here's the work that Spirit says that you need to do. And this is actually the card that I drew for tonight, which is dream creation. So those of you who have the chat box pulled up, you see this. And this is about the quest. It's about Spirit moving you, and it's about understanding. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes we think understanding is just about the why, and it's so not. It's so not about the why. It really isn't. So it's about you really, really taking that time to write the reason. Because for you, the hardest thing is that you can be somewhat hard-headed. Yeah, that's what Spirit said. You be hard-headed, you know. You know, for you, it's kind of like, no, I got to get to this answer. If I don't get to this answer, then it's not successful. If I don't get the why, then it's not successful. That's not true. That's not true. This is about the quest. It's about knowing that you're on that quest. It's about allowing the Spirit to move you, even when you can't say why. You know, sometimes my Spirit may say, this is a song you're going to play tonight. Imagine if I sat there and kept going, why? Why? Tell the person this. Why? Imagine everything I pick up from you guys. I go, why tell them that? You would never get to hear anything. Nothing would get said. So it is about you really getting into that place of really the dream creation state. And to get there, it's about understanding the quest. And you're going to do that through writing. This is going to be another journaling exercise. You're going to get into your moose, and you're going to begin to write down the reason you're doing what you're doing. You're taking the why out, and you're getting straight to the root cause, the reason. Here it is. I don't need a why because I have a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Why only comes up when you have no reason. So get straight to it. Begin to write down the reason. That's going to help you to bring about the understanding. And so then it's going to move you into the place where actually I came up, because I'm in my desk. I'm in my deck. And that is Miss Blue. And this is all about preparation for you. It's about setting positive intentions. And it's about sacred rituals. So this is going to remove a lot of the why for you, too, when you have a sacred ritual that you can understand. And even if we're talking about something as simple as I need to begin to put these things in order.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to be in order because this, or they need to be in order because this is the way that I deem it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that rule is for yourself, to put them there and to trust that. So if something comes up that really just rocks that whole plan, that you don't go back to the why, but you go back to the understanding and allowing the Spirit to move you. Otherwise, anything can come and throw your day off.
Right.
And now you're no longer focused on the quest. You're focused on the why. So you've left your quest. You've left your purpose. You've left what you're doing. And now all of your attention is somewhere else, completely somewhere else. It doesn't need to be. Because one of the things is for sure, you're not going to get around the work. You got to do the work. You're not going to get around it.
Right.
You know that song, so high, you can't get over it, so low.
Right.
You know, I can't sing, but y'all know. Yeah, y'all know that song, right?
Right.
Yes, you can't get over it. You got to do the work. So the preparation, the intention, the sacred ritual, they're getting a kick out of me trying not to sing. And everybody out there is doing their work. And so if you're trying to worry about the crazy guy that cut you off in traffic, why did he do that? No, he's doing his work. So the goal is for you to stay on track and do yours.
That's right.
Not worry about why did he do that. Why did he do that? Why did he leave? Why did he dump this? Why did he kick that? Why didn't he do that? Don't do that. Don't do that.
Right.
Because it takes you off your quest. Stay on your quest. Stay on your quest. And you will reach that. You will reach that place. Your dreams will become creation. They will.
Awesome. I receive it.
Well, beautiful. And I'm so glad you called in. And I didn't mean to scare you today, you guys. I do return calls.
No, you scared me. You did not scare me. I was not scared. Okay.
Well, good. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad it was a happy kind of excited scare.
Was.
But I do calls back. I do. I do. So it was beautiful connecting with you, and thank you for being here. All right. Peace and love. Beautiful, powerful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 609. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oops, hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is MK. You're calling from New Jersey. How are you?
Oh, I am wonderful. We got all the East Coast up in the house tonight.
Oh yes. I can't believe I'm on the phone. Hi, Miss Blue.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm good.
So what's going on? What's good? What brings you here with us on the phone tonight? What can we do?
I just want to know what spirit has for me tonight through those cards.
Okay, all right, it's good. I'm just enjoying this. I'm gonna get a caller next after you. I see an international caller, but I'm trying to find the person. Okay, let's see. We got the Know Your Magic audio. No, we don't have the audio book. We got the cards in the house tonight. The Oracle cards. So let's see. Oh, wow. Good thoughts, good things. Okay, let's see.
Oh,
well,
wow.
right now, let's talk about where you are. Right now, it has a lot to do with going on in your life, and this has a lot to do with letting your emotions flow, about sexual healing, and about creativity. So this is a really good place. Where a lot of people on the planet is, so they can really, really kind of relate to this. And you're kind of riding the cosmic wave.
Wow.
That sound about right. You ride in the cosmic wave.
I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're riding the cosmic wave. Let me give you some more details here. This is really, you're at a time now where what's going to be important is your commitment and also getting compensation for the work that you've put in, because that's not always being reflected in front of you. So that place of just being in that moment of pure bliss, you're there. You're riding the cosmic wave. But like a wave, you know how sometimes a wave dips down and then it goes back up and it dips down and it goes around and it twists and it turns. Sometimes there's high points in the wave and sometimes there's low points in the wave. But what spirit is saying is know that you are riding the wave.
Wow.
Successfully. You're riding it successfully.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So here's the key things that you have to do. And the energy that comes up for you is Asar. And if you guys have not seen this Asar picture, ooh, Pure Feminine did her thing on this. It's all about sacred words. It's about knowledge and it's also the energy of magic or the magician, because this is what Asar was connected with. And so Spirit is saying for you to begin to activate these things in your life so you can see them more clear, you have to begin to get into sacred words. You have to know that those thoughts that you're thinking in your head is also impacting what you're seeing. We think we see with our eyes, our two eyes, but we're actually seeing with our third eye. And a lot of those thoughts, if they're not coming from the purest place within ourselves, they can be, you know, how sometimes you think you see something, but you really don't. It works the same way. It works the same way. So this self-talk that you're doing to yourself, stop it.
Okay.
When you're doubting yourself, when you're saying it's not working, stop it. Really begin to choose those positive words to affirm what it is you truly see within your third eye, because you know that's the truth, despite what the outside world shows you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So what Spirit is saying is recognize you have sacred words. Let me tell you, I went to go see this movie this weekend, and I got to tell you guys this. I went to go see 1,000 Words. Oh, such a powerful movie. You got to go see 1,000 Words.
I will.
It's a very, very powerful movie. Eddie Murphy stars in it. Don't let that distract you. For some of you, that may be a distraction. Don't let that distract you. It is an excellent movie. Excellent, excellent movie. It's an excellent movie. You definitely need to go back. And if you get a chance to see that, I'm going to talk about that movie soon, too, because it was just so powerful with 1,000 Words.
Wow.
I'm not going to tell you the whole movie, but what happens is he ends up going to connect with this guru who he thinks he's getting ready to do some work with him. He makes an agreement that's not really true. It's kind of like a lie. He lies and says that he actually gets to a point of transformation, but he really doesn't. And in the chat room, somebody's saying something true. If you look at all the critic reviews on it, they're saying this is the worst movie ever. That's how you know you need to go see it.
Absolutely.
That's how you need to take your ass to go see it. Because they have tried to get you so far away from this movie till it is crazy. If you read the reviews, you'll never step in there. But I promise you, when you go in there, it is a lot of treats in there. But he talks about 1,000 words. He talks about 1,000 words. He talks about 1,000 words and how he only has 1,000 words. And once all these leaves fall off of this tree, that is it. That is it. But see, there's a connection with this tree. It's a connection with him and how these two come together. Very powerful. And this is what Spirit is saying. It has a lot to do with that Asar energy and sacred words. You see, because when your words are sacred, whether you're speaking them to yourself, whether you're speaking them to people on the street, whether you're talking to your children, talking to people you love, talking to people you hate, talking to people you want to be connected with or people you want to disconnect yourself, you're going to choose those words very carefully when you only got 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
See, that'll shut all that chatter down. That negative chatter, it'll shut it down. You're thinking, whoop, yes. If I say that, that's wasting a word. So I want you to think about that. And also think about, you know, a lot of times this comes up too when people say, my word is my bond.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want your word to be your bond. Unless you're choosing your words very carefully. Because when you speak and you say your word is your bond, then you know it is the glue It's what's holding you together. And then when you get yourself in the position where you're going against your bond, and we know what it feels like to try to rip something that has been glued apart. Have you ever took a piece of paper and when you were a kid and glued it together? If you try to pull that apart, you're going to rip both of them up. They're both going to tear. So when people go around and they say, word is bond, okay, is word really bond? Think about what you're saying. You've bonded yourself to these words. So sacred words for you. Recognize that you are riding the cosmic wave. You know, that you will get that compensation for the work that you put in. You will see the commitment come to pass. You'll be in that state of bliss. Activate your creativity. You know, allow your emotions to flow. Sacred words. Yes, beautiful. You'll see the magic. You'll see it. It'll keep coming.
Thank you, Miss Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. And come back and let us know. We'd love to hear about that.
Sure will. Thank you so much.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Peace and love. Peace and love.
Peace and love to you.
All right. Beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to go to the next caller calling in. Let me see if somebody is here. Let's see who else is next. Here we go. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 386. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue, it's La Blue in the house.
Greetings, La Blue.
I want to say what's up to the chat room. How y'all doing tonight?
Chat room. What's up, chat room? Greetings, La Blue. Okay.
I was just calling, just wanted a mini reading.
Okay. All right. You want to pick a number between 1 and 6 for me, please?
Yeah, let's go with number 2.
Number 2?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, number two. Let's see. All right, and you want to see. I'm so excited, La Blue. I have this Know Your Magic, you know, this oracle texture. I am loving this. I'm really loving this. I can't wait till we all get to play with it together. I'm loving this.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful energy. Let's see. You said the number 2.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, so let's take a look and see what's going on. Let's see what's going on. Well, the number 1 thing, let's talk about where you are right now, what spirit is saying, is that... I'm sure Baby Blue gonna get that. The number 1 thing that spirit is saying is that this energy for you is about you releasing emotional baggage. So clean house came up for you too. This is about intentions and it's about detachments. It's about letting go. And also, when you clean house, see, one of the things I know from me, I think I've told you guys about, like, in my earlier past life, like, how I used to be, like, this neat freak and go around doing all these crazy things and cleaning and being just neurotic about it. One thing about when you're cleaning house, and, of course, we're talking on a mental, physical, spiritual level, when you're cleaning house and releasing emotional baggage, one thing it's going to stop you from doing is wearing too many hats. And right now what spirit is saying, you're wearing way too many hats.
And I tried hanging up some.
Did you try to hang? Well, let's look at it this way, La Blue. Because here's what spirit is saying, and this is your action step that actually came up for you. And it has a lot to do with your desires, because that's what you're wanting to get to. And it's okay to have these desires, but when you're wearing too many hats, it's going to be impossible to get to them. But what came up was the volcano, the volatility of a volcano. So you know how a volcano just kind of starts to bubble, and then it goes... Like
yes.
That? Yeah. and I'm sure you can relate. Because what Spirit is saying is that you have to begin to let go.
Okay.
Truly let go. And I'm talking about let go of some things on a physical level, let go of things on a mental level, and let go of some things on a higher spiritual level. Let go. Because what's happening, if you don't, you're going to get yourself into a position where you begin to compromise yourself.
No, we can't have that.
No, no. And on some levels, you have done it. So just think about that. By doing this, what you're going to free up is so that you can truly get to your passion. You'll truly be able to get into your true passion. But you got to let go of some of those things. Some thoughts, some people, places, things, you know, just let it go. Release that emotional baggage that you're holding. You know, I kind of see you like the person, you know, have you ever went shopping and had a bag and it was real heavy? So you really could only take a couple of steps, and then every couple of steps you had to put the bag down, and then you got to pick it back up, walk a couple more steps, and then put it down, and then pick it back up. Yeah, yeah. This is what I see you doing. You are letting it go, but then you go back and you grab that bag again. You try to walk with it a little bit more. You pick it back, put it back down, and you pick it up. Let it go for real. Just let it go for real. You're going to see so many opportunities open up for you because the energy that you're moving forward to, Spirit says, has everything to do with the tree of life. It's about growth. It's about inner journeys, and it's about you to continuously keep learning.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Does that
Yes. I need to throw that bag so far.
Yes. You ain't even got to throw it. Just when you put it down, just don't go back and pick it up. Don't go back and pick the bag up. Leave the bag down.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
All right. Well, peace and love to you, Love Lou. Thank you for your patience and thank you for calling in. All right. Peace and love. Oh, that was beautiful. Beautiful. All right. So now we're going to keep going. We still have about 31 minutes left to go in the forum. Plus, we have the after hours. So let's see where we left off here. Let me see. It's a whole lot of you I didn't get to yet. Hold on a second. Let me see. I'm going to find my way. Calling in, it looks like, from area code. And if I called you, we'll know. 404, you're live in the remix. Oops, no. Hold on, 404. Don't go nowhere, 404. Calling in, it looks like an international number. 45257. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. And turn your computer speakers down, 45257. Turn your computer speakers down. Greetings. Okay, they must be just listening. We're going to put them on hold. They're just listening. Okay. Or maybe they didn't get to me yet. Let me see. Because I can hear myself in the background. You guys hear me in the background? Greetings. Okay, they can't hear. All right, we'll go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 856. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 856. Go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Louis. Hey. Hannah.
Greetings, Hannah. How are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Okay, I'm doing well. What's going on, Hannah?
I was reflecting on the last time, Sunday show?
Nope.
When you did the childhood regression.
Okay, that was the following. That was the following week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Hannah from Atlanta. I'm looking in the chat room. But I wanted to make note of the when I told you the colors that I brought back with me, I told you green and yellow, and the yellow, you said that it was about I think it was deception.
Yes.
And I was like, where did that come from? So you also told me about the toy that I had bought back, which was a coffee pot, and that I needed some rest and stuff, and that was very true. So
right.
I knew what that was about, so I can't say that on the air. But
okay.
About 2 days ago, that deception part did come up, and so I got that situated to a certain extent, and so I'm trying to retry that event or the actual scenario, and I just wanted some insight on that.
Okay, beautiful. So it gave you clarification. So there was deception that was coming up. Well, good. I thank you, Hannah, and I thank you for your honesty and coming back and letting us know that that was right on the money for you, as for many of you guys as well. So let's take a look now. So you want to know now, like, where do you go from here? Like, what should be some of your next steps to go from here, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. First thing I want you to do, pick a number for me, Hannah. I want you to pick a number from 1 to 6.
3.
The number, what was the number?
3.
The number 3. Okay. All right. And here's something else, and I want you to kind of hear me very clear on this. You said you want to know how you can kind of go back and recreate this, right?
Well, not to recreate it. I'm actually, the scenario was about about me moving.
Right.
And
I'm
just trying to proceed with that.
Okay. Yeah. And the only thing that I want you to know is that I want you to know that you can't recreate this. So I understand that you used that. That was just the language that you used. But I want you to really kind of mind your words, because you can't recreate it. It's not going to work well for you. So just kind of let that go. But we will talk about where you are. So let's get some insight for you and see exactly where you are right now. What comes up for you, Hannah, at this particular time is get a new story. Get a new story. It's about actions, it's about thoughts, and it's about cause and effect, which is really in a great place, because that's exactly what you're going to do. You're going to get a whole new story about this, because you don't want to recreate that same thing, because to recreate it is to make it happen again. And I know that's not what you want. So we're going to get a new story. And for you, Hannah, the question is why? That's the why. You want to know why. Why is this happening? Why is this happening? You know, why is this happening? And what spirit is saying and what energy comes up for you is new beginner. New beginner. You're a new beginner at this. So what happens when you're a new beginner? This has a lot to do with working without the skills.
Okay.
It's working without skills. Working without skills. So this is about you changing. You know how we say the definition of insanity is to do exactly the same thing and expect something different to happen. So Spirit is saying right now is that you have to begin to change that, to shift that energy, to do something different. You have to begin to trust what's inside of you, you know? And think of yourself as sort of not having no skills as far as the intellect to go with it.
It is interesting you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been telling myself that all week.
There it is. So now that you've been telling yourself all of that all week, now you're going to begin to act on it because you just got some more confirmation right here in the remix from Miss Blue. So now you get to do that. You get to do that. It really is about you using your intuitive skills, really connecting with those things in the spiritual realm, and really, really just working with the energy of the goddess Offset.
Okay.
Has a lot to do with that. But really come and just assume, really get yourself in the position that you're a beginner at this, that this is new for you. And then you can begin to do that. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there's a lot of new stuff that's going on in this particular point. So it's most definitely a confirmation.
Beautiful. And let us know how that goes. But definitely with that old stuff, get a new story. It's time to get a whole new story, Spirit is saying. Walk away from that. Get a new story. Yes. Mm-hmm. So
thank you.
Let us know. You're welcome, Hannah. We can still say Hannah is in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Beautiful. Hannah from Atlanta. Hannah from Atlanta. All right, so here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is Jay Wood, calling in from Columbus.
Okay, greetings to you. Greetings to you. Greetings. You said Jay Wood. This is Jay Wood, right?
Mm-hmm. Jay Wood. Okay, so I promised myself I won't freak out, but I want to share this this bit of poetry I had from a long time ago, about 2006.
Okay.
So I'm re. Okay, I just want to share this real quick. All right, I can't understand why I'm addicted to this mental. Tried everything, even grabbed a pad and a pencil. Try to analyze my actions, see why I do what I do. Ain't help. Turns out I'm too damn confused. It's right under my nose, but I just can't reach it. Tried many ways, straightforward, indirect, and even tried to creep it. No matter what I do, I just can't peep it. At my peak, sometimes I can catch it, but I just can't keep it. I have a lot on my mind, but I'm unable to speak it. It's like a curse I can't get rid of. It's a part of me that I just can't see, but I have no choice but to be. No control of myself or my action no more. Self-doubt, no clout, no route, doomed with despair. It feels like I'm suffocating and there's no chance for air. It's a hard road to travel, no judging, no gavel. But I'm trying to do right by myself. Trying to do right by my life and continue to prosper. But it's myself I yet to conquer. Thoughts of retiring are constantly coming, but something inside me keeps me going.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Love that.
That took a lot.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Love it. Love it. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you.
Also, yeah. You know, I want to share something earlier that you said when you talk about when your emotions, like the tornadoes and things like that. All right. It's kind of one time I was driving, like I had built up emotions inside of me, right? I was driving, like it was like peaking at that time. So I rolled down all the windows. I just kept feeding, and I felt like my heart was like being cleansed when I kept doing it. I was driving really fast. I was on the freeway. Anyway, at that very moment, like it just got really windy, and it started hailing. As I was doing that, that was crazy when you said that. I just thought about that moment.
Beautiful.
Mhm. Oh, okay. And one more thing. Can I get one of them readings?
Yes, you sure can.
Awesome.
You sure can. Do me a favor. Let me have you go ahead and pick a number between 1 and 6.
All right. So initially I was going to pick 3. Then I said I was going to pick 2. But now I'm going to go ahead and go with 5.
You said the number 5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. The number 5. And let's go see. Let's see what's coming up for you at this time. Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The number 5. Oops, I can't even see. You guys got boxes everywhere over here. I'm loving you guys right now. Definitely loving you guys right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see what we can get for you. Oh, gosh. Gotta love it, you guys. Let's see. Here we go. Yes, and information about the cards, too, as well. Okay, so here we go. This is about body. When we think about body talk has a lot to do with that energy that is connected with you. It's about inner vibes. It's about healings. It's about growth cycle. It's about you really beginning to get out of your mind and get into body talk, listening to your body.
Okay.
This is about you. Because the question for you at this time has to do with where, the location, and your freedom. You want to have the freedom to be able to do what you want to do and also have sort of, the where. Like, where is this coming from? And so the other thing that Spirit is saying is that you have to begin to listen to your heart. You know, begin to get into that energy of the feeling. You know, the flowing energy, to be able to get into that space with it. That's it. Listen to your heart, the feelings, the flowing energy. This is what you need to begin to do, to look at that. Mm-hmm.
I dig it.
You got it. So everything looks good. It's about listening more to those inner vibes because you get those intuitive hits. You're a very intuitive brother. So listening to those, know that right now you're in a cycle of growth. You're in a cycle of growth right now. So this is all about healing, and it's about that inner vibe and listening to that and listening to your heart, what's truly in your heart, and allowing that feeling to continuously to flow, trusting where you are at this particular moment. So trust where you are right now. Yes.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, peace and love to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was beautiful. Love that poetry. We're going to keep going, you guys. We have 14 minutes left to go in the forum. I want to say, don't forget, the lecture is going on this Sunday night, Brother Panic, in Atlanta, in the ATL. It's not too late for you guys to get tickets. If you want to get tickets, you can just email Brother Panic at alanalectures@hotmail.com. Find out directions, find out all of that information about it. You can get tickets and you can go there. You can do that. So definitely you want to begin to do that. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So I want you to begin to do that. I just want you guys to reach out. Let me know how it's going. So good. Jay Wood is so happy he called in. Jay Wood, it was beautiful to hear you and to hear you do that as well. So it's good to have you in the forum. It's good to have you say that. It's good to have you there. All right, you guys, we're going to keep going. We're live in the remix. So good to have you guys here. It's Friday night. What more can we do? What more can we say? Having a good time in the remix. Going to the next caller. It looks like from area code 937, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 937? 937's not saying anything. We'll come. 937.
This can't be me.
Yes, it can.
It can't be me.
Why not?
Because I was just on here. I was still, like, you know, thanking everybody.
You know what? You sure was.
Yeah, I thought it was me.
That was you. Beautiful. Okay, I clicked on the wrong button. That's all right. See, we know you're still there. That's a good thing. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 513. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. This is Solstice Butterfly.
Who is it again? Tell me one more thing. Tell me.
Solstice. Chat room.
Oh. Okay, Solstice Butterfly, right?
Yeah. Yes, that's me.
All right. Greetings to you, Solstice. Greetings.
Hello, everyone. I was just trying to see if I can get a little reading, whatever you have for me.
I sure can give that to you. Did you have something particular going on?
Just life. Just trying to figure it out.
Okay, well, beautiful, beautiful. Is nothing wrong with that. Life is so true, so nothing wrong with that. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So let me have you do this.
Okay.
Let me have you pick a number between 1 and 6.
3.
The number 3. Beautiful. Beautiful. Uh-huh. The number 3. Yeah. The number 3. Okay. So here we go. Here we go. Let's see what's going on with you. Let's see what's going on with you. Let's see what's going on with you.
All right.
Going on with you. All right. So here we go. Now, Solstice, one of the things for you, and we can think about this, this has a lot to do with for you at this particular time. You're in a state, and this is true for many out there, in a state of transformation. So what's going to be required for you at this time is balance. It's the main thing. That balance. You remember how on the show they used to talk about keep your feet on the ground, but keep reaching for the stars, you know, feet on the ground, reaching for the stars. So that's where you are, to maintain that balance, to not get too woo-woo and to not get too removed from where you are. That's where you are, to get into that place where you can get some balance going on for yourself and really begin to tap into that energy of intuition. Because for you, it is the why. Why did this happen? Why do I need to do this? Why can't I do that? Why does she do this? Why does he do that? Why are we going to do this? It's the why for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So what spirit is saying is for you, how can you, How can Solstice, how can you get yourself into the position where you can move past that?
Right.
And it's a whole lot of people saying why tonight. You know, you're not the only why out there. Again, it's connected with that energy. So I'll give you another point to study, because this actually came up in the deck, is to study the goddess Maya, because she really does connect with that energy of the why, which is the wisdom. But think about this. Here's your work. If you want to know your work and what you need to do to get yourself into that position, it is definitely going to be the position of getting into joy. Getting into joy. When was the last time you had some fun? When was the last time you did something that was full of just a joyful activity? When was the last time that you played and just had a good time? When was the last time you've done that?
A long time ago.
Yes. And
I don't
see,
know.
This is how you know that the Oracle deck is a true reflection, and this is a very powerful Oracle deck done by Melanated Brothers and Sisters, myself and the sister who did the artwork, and even the brother who put this together. Some powerful energy, and just everybody who worked on it has a lot to do with this intuitive energy. This is about you getting out and having some fun. The theme for us tonight is we're playing with love tonight. And so that's what you need to do. You need to begin to bring that abundance of joy in your life. You need to dance. That's going to move that energy around in your chakras. It's going to help lift up that energy of joy. Going outside, getting some sunlight, doing some fun activity, because you're not having any fun. And Spirit said, this is the work that you need to do, is you need to bring some joy into your life.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. You need joy. And in addition to your joy, Solstice,
mm-hmm.
you have to learn how to face your fears, communicate your truth, and speak it. This is the throat chakra. When mm-hmm. I instantly get into your energy, my throat gets tight. And I know whenever I feel this feeling of my throat closing up, what that means. So this is about you getting into the things that you love, the things that make you have fun. Go outside and play, get some sunlight, you know, go do some things that you enjoy doing. Face those fears that you have sometimes about just having fun.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm too serious. Everybody keeps saying that. Too serious.
Well, don't let everybody keep saying it. Now Miss Blue is telling you this. This is what I pick up from Spirit. So there you go. And I know you can do it, because that's why you called in to receive this tonight. So I know that you can do it, and I know you will. So for you, your exercise, everybody else gets to do a lot of work and different things. For you, Spirit is saying you need to go have some fun. You need to go play with love. You need to do some joyful activities, some activities. This is how you're going to begin to bring more abundance into your life, is by tapping into that energy of pure joy. Put some music on. Dance around the house. You know, go outside. Go for a walk. You know, do these things to bring the joy in and speak your truth. Yes.
Thank you so much. I've been listening to your show. I'm loving it. It's really, really helpful.
Well, thank you. Well, peace and love to you. And thank you so much for calling in as well, too, and sharing that. So let us know how it goes once you get to put some more joy in there. So peace and love to you.
I'm going
to
go outside and play in the dirt.
Yes, go outside and play in the dirt. Yes. All right. Thank you.
All right. Peace. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. 4 minutes to go, you guys. 4 minutes left to go in the forum. I see all of the callers still on the line. I'm still going to get to you. I guess we'll be doing some after hours here in the remix. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Make sure you press 1 when you get on the phone line so that we know that you have a question and I can get to your question, because I want to get to each and every one of you. I want to say thank you to you guys for taking some time to stop and smile. It's so good to have you guys. stop and smile, and it's good for you to be here and to stop and smile as well, too, and also call in. I want to say thank you to all of you. We'll be doing some Know Your Magic. A new call will be coming up, so check the line for that. Also, you guys who purchased the audio workbook, I want to say thank you for doing the best investment in yourself. I know you guys are still doing your work. I sent the overview out to a lot of you who have gotten the overview. So we're on the last phase of that, sending out the overview for part one for those of you working. Even though you've had it for a couple of months, I know you guys are still working on part one. We're going to do some special things just for those of you who invested in the audio workbook, because I know you guys, we converse back and forth on Facebook all the time, all the things that you guys have come up with, all of those revelations, so we can talk more about it, get more into the work. And I love it because you get to do it in a psycho, sexy, cool way. It is just you there, so you get to build it your way. No blueprint, nobody telling you what to do. You get to do it your way. So I love that so much. For those of you who have readings coming up, or baby lotus readings or glowing lotus readings, we'll be going out as well. So I'm working on that constantly. I sent a slew of them out, and I'll send another slew of them out as well. So I'm getting to everybody. I look forward to connecting with you in the readings. If you like the show, like it. If you love it, love it. Download, download, download. Don't forget to download, you guys, as well. Don't forget to download. Be safe in your travels. Love, have fun, play with love, enjoy what you're doing. Don't forget to download the show. Don't forget to keep reaching out to me and Sister Munya. We love hearing from you guys. Peace and love to you guys, and much love, warm spirit. We're about to go into the after hours, and we'll be right back here Sunday night doing this again as well. So I look forward to connecting with each and every one of you. Just some powerful times that we're in and powerful things that we're doing for those of us who are coming with a pure heart and doing the work. And I know the Remix family is doing their work. You guys are bearing witness to it, testifying to it, showing it, proving it every single day. And I love that so much. I love to be a part of it with you guys as well. Oh, 1 minute and 46 seconds and counting down. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. So call in on the Remix. We're going to go to the after hours. I'm going to get you guys cards, calls, so we can pull some more cards. The Know Your Magic audio deck coming out. Yes. I have it right here in my hand. This is about taking dreams and making them matter. The Kundalini Lab is coming soon. We're going to be doing a lot of work in the Kundalini Lab. I talked about this last year. And so now some of those things are beginning to come up. And so just more great things to do. More great things to do. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I can't wait either. I can't wait either. I know you guys are heading on down to the ATL. Some of you are in the ATL and you're listening. Have fun. Give my love to everybody there when you guys go. To everyone, Dr. Aileen Bay, also Brother Panic and everyone. I'll have to catch you guys on the next one. But give my love. I know the Remix family is going to be there. Take a lot of pictures. You guys like to post pictures. Put them up on Facebook. Put them in the Remix family group as well, too. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. So we're going to keep going. Okay, you guys, peace and love. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. And put a message up. Love to hear from you guys. Yes. Don't forget to download, download. See you guys Sunday night, because we will be doing a show. So Sunday night, see you guys back in the forum. All right, so here we go. 1 second left. Here we go. We're in the after hours. Welcome to everyone who's on the phone. We are in the after hours in the Remix. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 773. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello.
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Christy. Hey,
Ms. Oh, green. Hey, how are you? How are you?
Fine. The last time I talked to you, you told me to get the clear quartz crystal and the rose quartz crystal.
Yes, yes.
Yep, and I got them. And I've been really using the rose quartz crystal. I'll put it under my pillow before I go to bed.
Okay.
And I've been having a lot of dreams.
Oh,
yes, it's like I have multiple dreams that one night.
Mm.
And the other day I had a dream. It was like the most vivid dream that I ever had. It seemed like so real, and I jumped up out of my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole day I was like kind of down, just thinking about the dream, trying to figure out what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was just me and my fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know, like, can you give me some insight about that?
I sure can. Tell me about the dream.
Oh, the dream was basically like, well, it was about this person that I've been talking to for a while. The night that I had the dream is the night that I talked to him. And some told me to put the rose quartz under my pillow before I go to bed. So then I had that dream, and he was in it. And it was kind of like a dream of me, like, being blackmailed by him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like I was, what I had on is what I had on when I was with him back, like, a few months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dream, it's kind of, like, personal to me. I really don't want to go into detail about it.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just was trying to figure out, like, if that would have happened if I went along with the plan that he had for me, but I didn't. So, because I was just looking like what I had on in there in the dream was basically what I had on when I was around him.
Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, because I think we talked about this before, and we talked about sort of you and this relationship before. Does that sound about right? Last time you called in, we talked about this before.
Yes.
We talked about this relationship before. And because one of the things that's coming up for you at this time in the deck is what I call stone people. Stone people. And stone people, this energy has a lot to do with fear. That was one of the things that you brought up, was about the fear. And the stone people have a lot to do with that energy of fear. It also has a lot to do with acquiring knowledge, which you're doing. And you're doing that knowledge through one of the most powerful ways that we can obtain knowledge is really from dreams. Dreams are very powerful insight as to things that are going on. And the other thing is detachment. Now, what I'm picking up from this particular relationship is that this is somewhat of a relationship that involves some aspect of abuse, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And I'm going to talk a little bit about this, but I want you to email me because I know this is personal. And I know the last time that we talked about this relationship, and I'm just energetically picking up what Spirit is saying, that you need to remove yourself from this situation. You need to detach.
Okay.
You need to detach yourself from this situation because it is unhealthy. But in order for you to detach, you're first going to have to acquire knowledge. You're going to have to acquire knowledge because it has a lot to do with the strength. So it's not so easy to just say, walk away from something. And I recognize that sometimes we don't have the strength to do that, but there are other places that you can reach out to that can help you and give you the strength to do it. So you're not just doing it from a position of fear, and then you're going into a place and carrying all of this with you.
Okay.
The other
so
energy that came...
is basically saying that I should just leave that person alone?
Well, ultimately, I'm going to tell you something. You always get to make your own decisions, sweetie. You always do. You know that, though. You ultimately get to choose and make your own decision. So you're always activating from the place of free will. But here's a question I want you to answer for me. And I want you to begin, I want you to really think about this question, okay?
Okay.
If I ask you, do you love who you are, what is your answer?
Yes.
You do. So when I ask you, who is the most important person in your world, who is that? Who is the most important person to you?
Me.
Okay. So keeping those things in mind, the other energy that came up for you is the keys of life, which is the energy of Tehuti. He's the god that was over the scribes, that sits over the scribes, and it has a lot to do with those keys of life. If you're the most important person to you, then would you let you abuse yourself? Would you let yourself do that to you?
No.
Would you let yourself mistreat you?
No.
Then why would you let anybody else do it? You don't have to answer that. I want you to think about it, though, okay?
Okay.
I want you to think about it. Your dreams are coming to you in a very vivid way, because this is the way that when we don't sometimes hear things, see things, listen to things, believe things, know things, trust things, they show up in our dreams. You said you got the sign of the outfit that you were wearing.
Yes. I was thinking that the outfit that I was thinking that the dream was true, but when I looked at the outfit that I was wearing, I was like, oh, I was with him that day, and he kept trying to force me to go with him, and I was like, no, no, and I just went home.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was thinking, like, that dream was telling me that that would have happened if I went along with it.
Okay, so now let me ask you a question. Who is the best person to decode your dream?
Me.
Okay, so it sounds like you decoded that, right?
Yeah, but I guess I just kept second-guessing myself, like going
right
back and forth.
Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
The only thing that made me, like, the only thing that, like, clicked to me to let me know that the dream wasn't true or wasn't, like, going to happen is because what I had on. I'm like, oh, I wore that, and I was around him when I wore that, so that would have happened. So that's what I got from the dream.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what Spirit is saying, is that your dream is giving you insight from the past, the present, and also the future. Your dream is giving you that insight.
Okay.
The insight of what contains in the past, and also insight into what's happening now, and also possible futures. Do you trust your dreams?
Yes.
And there's your answer, sweetie. That's your answer. That's your answer. That's the same answer that Ms. Blue is coming up with. That is the same answer that Spirit is telling me to tell you. And more importantly, that is the same answer that your higher self is telling you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to email me, and we can talk about where you are and find you some support systems there, that if you need that support system so you can move past some of the fear.
Okay.
So that you can begin to get yourself into a position so that you can utilize your free will of whatever that is. Of whatever that is for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right, sweetie. Peace and love to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Ms. Blue.
All right. You're welcome. Peace. Ah, that's beautiful. Beautiful. All right, we're going to go to the next caller, you guys. I see you guys still there. I'm going to get to all of you. We're going to try to. We still have about 46 minutes left to go in the form. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 909. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm guessing this is me, 909. Two quick things. One, I wanted to get a reading that... Well, my question has to do with the dreams that I was having recently, but the first thing that I wanted to get out was, what do spiders mean in a dream?
Well, they could have a lot of different meanings, and the thing about it, first, I didn't catch your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is Glenn, calling from California.
Okay. Well, Glenn, the thing about it is, see, dreams are kind of one of those things that are multidimensional, and we talk about that a lot on the remix here, because what spiders may mean to me and what they mean to you can be completely different. So the first thing I'm going to ask you is, what do spiders mean to you?
Really, they're just insects to me. They mean good luck, I guess, because my granny used to say that, mm-hmm. like, you know, don't kill a spider in your home because, you know, that's like good luck or whatever.
That's right.
So, but the way in one of my dreams, because I've had like a lot of dreams that have spiders in them, and in mm-hmm. one of the dreams I was in my old apartment room that I lived in when I was a child, and I was telling another child, like, you might want to get those spiders off your ceiling. And one of them on the floor was dead. As a matter of fact, when I do have spiders in my dream, there's usually at least one dead. So,
and then
another one is where I was walking and a spider, you know, jumped down in front of me, and scared the crap out of me.
Okay.
I don't know how that would go with good luck.
Right. Okay. Well, I understand what you mean. You're not scared of spiders. Typically, you know that they're good luck, and I think they are. Anytime we're getting a sign or a symbol, I think it is good luck. So tell me the dream that you just had that you want to get some insight on.
Okay, well, it's actually two dreams kind of like with the same theme. It's the first dream is me and a few other people. We were all walking to go do some type of work. And everyone else had green letters or papers, but my paper was a light blue paper. And then in the second dream, I was around a bunch of black women. Of course, I'm black myself. And there was an older black woman sitting at a desk. And another older, even older black woman walks over to her, and she places a light blue resume down. And pretty much it was like I got from the dream that the older woman consulted the even older woman about the person. It was a resume, and it turned out that the resume was mine, and all the other women, they were, I guess, jealous that I was chosen. So I'm kind of thinking that it has something to do with the work that I'm trying to do, since both dreams, like, had a light blue paper in it, but I don't really know what it is.
Yeah. Oh, you're really good, and you did an excellent job on that. I'll tell you what I picked up, because the energy that I use for dreams is the same that I do with all the readings and the sessions that I do. Here's a couple of things I want you to think about. Spiders. I want you to think about this. Spider.
Oh, I'm sorry. And the last dream with the spider, that was recent too. And that one was, I was laying down and the spider bit me. Oh, I was asleep in my dream, actually. And the spider bit me and I woke up and I knew the spider bit me and I shook my shirt to have him fall out. And he was a black spider and he was dead. But then I had my brother, I was like, oh, check and see if it's a black widow. And as soon as he did that, he turned into a harmless, like, brown spider. But then when I went to the bathroom in the dream, there was, like, a red rash and a bump on my chest near my heart.
Mm.
So I don't know if that helps at all.
Yes. Well, definitely, let's talk about it. One of the main things is this, is that the number one thing, let's go to the first one, the light blue paper. That has a lot to do with truth. That had a lot to do with truth, you know, being representative of the truth being on that paper holding that energy of the truth. The green that you talked about, everybody else having that green paper, that had a lot to do with, even though we know green has a lot to do with growth and everything, in this particular dream, and you said it to this as well, it had a lot to do with green, with envy. You know, sometimes when I see people and they have very strong pockets of green in their aura, it tells me that they're in a state of envy, that they have some envy going on. Mm-hmm.
Well, there were two different dreams. The one that had the green paper, we were just all walking to go do some work. And the other one with the women, they didn't have
papers.
Okay.
Yeah, still picking up the same energy. And the first thing that you said was that, you said these are two different dreams, but they seem to be, have the same thing going on, which is true.
Yeah.
Same thing. They're expressing the same thing. So whether they were doing that as well as having that, it's still showing the green with envy.
Okay.
The older women represent the wisdom. Now, keep in mind, all of this is really just a reflection of different aspects of yourself.
Okay.
Because that's the first level of decoding the dream.
Okay.
So what I'm giving you is just some things to begin to think about of what you're trying to do right now and making sure that you stay balanced between the light blue and the green.
Okay.
And utilize the wisdom. Utilize the wisdom, which are represented as the two older women. Utilizing the wisdom. Activate those things of wisdom that come from within you. Now, when it comes to the spiders, this is also, when you see spiders being associated with different things, it has a lot to do with, in a lot of cases, a lure or a trap.
Hmm.
You know, a lure or a trap, or sometimes spinning a web of deception. You know, my mother used to say, have this saying, she would say, my, what a tangled web we weave when we try to deceive. So this is still going back to some of the deception that's around you. Think about that. And also think about it from yourself. So not just deception as some people trying to be out to get you, but for you to not have any levels of deception.
Oh, no, I'm kind of, like embarrassingly honest. But
well,
I think
it doesn't have anything to do with you being honest. You can be honest and still be deceptive.
Okay.
Yeah. It doesn't have anything to do with you being honest.
Does it have anything like to do with my chest? Does it have like any significance or?
Well, the chest has a lot to do with the heart chakra. So the spider biting you on your heart, just the fact that when you say you've gotten bitten, you got struck, the spider biting you on there is really trying to get you to activate what's coming out of your heart and what's not coming out of your mind.
Okay.
to focus those things from your heart. So when it comes to this new venture, this new work that you're working on and things that you're trying to do, make sure you're not coming from that place of your mind.
Well, actually, that's kind of like why I was asking about, like, maybe we can pull a card or something from the second part, or, well, the other two dreams that I was talking about, because I actually have no idea what to do. I have no idea what my, you know, work is, what I'm supposed to do or anything. I'm really in a confused state right now.
Well, the number one thing to tell you what you're supposed to be doing, we can talk about it at this particular moment. We can talk about how what it has to do at this particular moment for you. The number one thing for you is really about you sort of being in the position where you begin to ask for help, taking small steps and begin to rise from there, and not sort of just trying to jump out to do something for the sake of just doing it. But it is going to require you to find those things that you're interested in, find those things that you're trying to take a look at, and go from there. Begin to truly feel your spirit and use discernment in what it is that you're doing. So when you say you have no idea, you kind of have some idea. Now, maybe not long term for the rest of your life, you don't have to do that. Because it's not about that. Right now, I see you doing something that probably will open up for you within the next month. But again, what comes up for you is wisdom and true visions and just being receptive to what's open for you. Not lock yourself into one particular category or one particular area. Because if you do that, you're going to miss a whole lot of things.
Okay.
To know that. Are you just finishing school?
No, actually, I'm not. I'm 31 years old. I'm like, I came out to visit my family, and I'm kind of like stuck in which area like I should go. Like, I'm being pulled in so many different directions. I don't really like know what to do.
Okay, are you thinking about taking a class or a train? I don't know. I see something with school in you coming up. Did you think about going to take something?
You know, that's so funny that you said with school, it wouldn't actually be like an academy, like the type that we have in the educational system right now. It was more on, I had a dream that I was like supposed to have someone teach me something. So I guess that kind of like goes in with it too.
Yeah, well, you know, when we think about school, I mean, Earth is school. So we're always in the academy, you know. We're always on campus every single day. Pick a number for me from 1 to 6.
Okay, 3.
The number 3. Got a lot of 3s in the house tonight. A lot of 3s.
Only because I kept having 66 in my dreams. And 6 plus 6 is 12 and then 1 plus 2. Speaking of 66, I kind of found that it was, I used to have 66 in my dreams, like, all the time, and for months I was, like trying to find out what does it mean, and I saw this video on YouTube where, I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
I saw this video where this guy was talking about the number 66 was, I think it's pronounced Culepas or something like that. I was wondering why. I don't even know what that is.
Well, it's a lot of meanings in our numbers, but 6 is really the number of family. It's interesting you would say 6 because 6 is the number. It has a lot to do with families, friends. It's about coming together. It's a number of creation. If you look at a 6 and you turn it sideways, it looks like a pregnant woman with her belly. You know, the 6 is really the coming together of you thinking of the egg and the sperm. It's a creation number, the number 6. So, you know, whenever you see a number, it's going to have a lot of different meanings, and you don't need me to tell you the mythology because you can go research that. You'll be able to look that up and go look that.
Oh, yeah.
But really more for the 6, and if you begin to think about it, it's a number of creation. It's a number that has to do with creation. And so when you see this number, if it's showing up a lot, then really begin to take a look at those things of not only what you want to create, but also what are you creating? Because that's a big part of our purpose here. If we're not creating, we're not living. And so the good thing is that we're always creating something, whether we're conscious of it or not. So really examine and take a look at the things that you're creating. And even though you feel like you're being pulled in a lot of different directions, right now that's okay because you don't know what direction you want to go in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's not because they're pulling you in those directions. It's because you're unsure. So really that has a lot to do with that deception energy. Don't be fooled by that. That this is not them confusing you. You are confused here all by yourself, and it's okay.
Oh, yeah, I totally believe it's me.
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's okay to say, I don't know what to do. Having consciousness, having knowledge, is not so much about knowing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But it is about trusting that things will turn out the way that they need to. Because where you are right now is one of the greatest places to be. You're in the mystery. That means you're learning because you don't know what is to come. So now you have to truly trust those things within yourself. The spider biting you on your chest is letting you know you need to focus on the heart chakra. And so come out of your mind sometime during the day and focus on your heart. Get into your meditation. Begin to get into the place where the physical and the spiritual world meet, because this is how you're going to connect with that energy of yourself, your higher self, and also connecting. Also, what comes up for you is the root chakra, which means you need to be grounded too, because you're not completely grounded. So that's coming out of the air, you know, and coming back down to the ground, you know, getting in touch with your human nature as well too. That's going to be important. And then your purpose is going to begin to unfold for you. Those things will come out for you. So begin to honor your body. Recognize that your spirit lives in your physical body. It doesn't live in your mental mind.
Okay.
And that's the connection that you build. And then your purpose will come. Mm-hmm.
Okay. One last quick question. I kind of thought I'd be quicker than this. When I was a child, I had a dream. I had to be like no more than, I don't know, between the ages of like 8 and 12. And it's a quick background. I was raised in like the Christian church, like Kojic, like really, really religious. And I had a dream that the devil, he came to me and he told me that I was going to have this child. But he didn't speak any words, and he placed his hand on my left leg. And, of course, I tried to get some insight from my mother, but she was more like, oh, that's just the enemy trying to fool you. So if you could just give me something on that.
I will. But let me ask you this, because you've done some studies for yourself. What do you feel about the devil now?
Well, my granny, she was, like, always into, I would say, the occult, because I'm pretty new to this, like, to study on it. So I've always had dealings with it, so it was never scary to me. So, I mean, in the dream, he came from, like, a place of love. So I don't even know if that would have been him or, like, whatever he would have represented to me, you know, as a child. But it was, like, pretty much, like, I knew that he loved me and, you know, that I was going to have his child. And he placed his hand on my left thigh, and it went numb when he did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the left side, when we think about the left side of the body, it's actually controlled by the right brain. So the right brain controls the left part of the body and vice versa. The right brain the left brain controls the right side of the body. When we start talking about the left-hand path, that's taking the path that really has a lot to do with your hidden self. The higher part of you, the part that you don't show the world. So this, you having the baby, was really just, you can look at it this way, was a forecast that you would end up where you are. You had the baby, you see. Because in a dream, And this is one way for you to look at it. You can talk to 1,000 people. They're going to tell you 1,000 different things. But in this dream, you did give birth. You did create this. You did raise your consciousness. You did come to this place. It was love. You did marry the left-hand side of yourself. Not the devil as you once seen him, but the devil understanding that which is in opposition of where you were at that particular time and what you were believing and coming into what we call.
Well, he was dressed as a, he was a black man, actually. He was dressed pretty smooth.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
well,
the,
if
you
want
to,
if you want to look at it and you want to study it from that position, you can. But remember, your dreams, everything in your dream is you. That's the first level of the dream. So that devil dressed like a man, that's you. That's the part of your masculine self coming to you.
That's awesome. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, thank you so much. I don't want to take up any more time. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Well, you're welcome. And stay out of your head, you know? Get into your heart.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks.
Okay. Peace and love. All right, here we go. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 912. You're live in the room. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Violet Flower. And I am calling from Miami, Florida.
Okay, greetings to you, Violet Flower. Beautiful name. From Miami, Florida, from the Sunshine State, or one of them.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I was calling to get a mini reading. I am in Miami now, but I'm getting ready to make a move next week and move back to what I consider my second home.
Okay. And you want to get some insight on the move?
Yes. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Yeah, let's take a look.
All right. I know I have a lot of work to do.
We all do. We all do, Violet.
Yeah.
We do. We okay. really do. I wish I could say we don't, but we all do. We're
okay.
learning and growing with each other together, and that's the beauty of it. That is so much the beauty. So let's see. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Some good things. Good things. What's coming up for you, True, when it comes to this move that you're about to make?
Yeah.
The move, yes, I feel this is going to be an excellent move for you. One of the things that you're going to be challenged with is you're going to go from sort of kind of being this person who kind of knows it to a new beginner.
Okay.
To a new
okay.
beginner. So whenever we're coming into a place, even though you're going back to a place that is familiar with you, it's going to be new because you're coming back at a time that you've never been. So
okay.
look at it that way and be open to that. You're coming in without skills, so to do certain things, maneuver yourself around and do some adjustments. I also see, let me ask you this. You're leaving your job to come, correct?
Yes. Actually, okay. I just got out of school.
Okay.
I went back to school again, and I really wasn't able to get into the field of study that I wanted to.
Right.
So, yeah, so I figured I need to make a move back to where I was. I have some unfinished business anyway.
Oh, yeah. And, oh, yes, you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, you got.
Yeah.
Yeah. You do. You do. But this is going to be really, really good for you. You know, what came up for you is share a breath. And so whenever this energy comes up, what Spirit is saying, you need to relax. You need to have fresh thoughts and know that divine exchange is going to go on for you. Don't go in with too many pre-exchange thoughts. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Because you're building this whole coulda, shoulda, woulda before you get there.
Okay.
Yeah. And Spirit is saying, let that go. Let that go. Come in with a new beginning. You know, come in with the fresh thoughts. You know, come in with knowing that you're going to be very, very relaxed and you're going to have an opportunity to do some amazing divine exchanges when you get there. Because you're going to come in and things are going to, they're going to go completely different from what you think they are. Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, in a good way. In a good way.
Okay.
But it is not going to be how you're thinking. So let those thoughts go. But really come in. Of course, you got to plan. Of course, you got to do all of that. But really be excited about the fresh thoughts, about the new experience, things that you don't know about this place, people that you don't connect with, that you haven't connected with. Because I see you connecting. I see you connecting with someone, and you're gonna get a job instantly when you get there.
Wow. Okay. I was worried about that.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah. You're going to get a job when you get there. Yeah. I see that coming very soon. So, yes. Yes. Make sure you hit me back and let me know. But things are going to work out well for you. But you need to let go because you're bringing a burden with you as you come.
Yes.
Don't do that. That's what spirit is saying.
Okay.
Let it go. Let it go. Have fresh thoughts. New thoughts, you know, you just want to get in and just come like this is new to you because it is. It's going to be new. You've been there before, but this is new. You've never been there at this moment, at this time, this way. So it is new.
Okay.
So come in knowing that you need to learn these things. You're a new beginner. You know how we act when we're in class and we don't know what's going on?
Yes.
It's a completely different attitude than going into a class that we already know we know everything.
Okay.
Yes. So you're coming in, you don't know nothing. You want to know.
Right.
You want to learn it all over again. This is just let's do it again. You know, like one of my favorite songs, let's do it again. Yes.
Yeah.
So you get to do this from a fresh thought. Fresh thought. Everything is going to be new and fresh about this. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
So call
that
me back
good.
And let me know. Yes, yes. This is gonna be very good for you. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I will do that. I sure will.
All right.
Do I get to pick a number or?
Yes. Pick a number. Pick a number.
Okay. Well, you know, I hate to say it, but 3, and that is one of my
3.
Favorite numbers.
Okay,
yes.
Well, good. Well, 3 is a good number, you know, because this is, again, this is about you, really, and everybody has been picking this number tonight. You know, it's a lot of this tonight with everyone. But this is about you allowing things to begin to unfold themselves for you.
Okay.
You know, this is about you allowing things to unfold, allowing them to honestly unfold for you. It really is about that. And it's about you truly, truly, honestly expressing yourself. You know, being able to express yourself in the way that you need to. And everything is going to unfold. So speak clear. You know, make sure your mind is clear. Speak clear. You can only do that with a fresh thought. You can't speak clear when you've got all of this past stuff you're trying to include in what you're saying. You can only speak clear and fresh when it is right there, when it is pure, when you're expressing yourself and you have those fresh thoughts. You can speak clear. So that's how you're going to go in to be able to speak clear. Yes. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome. And peace and blessings to you. Peace and love. And definitely let us know how it goes for you once you get settled in.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you.
I sure will. Peace.
Mm-hmm. Peace. That was beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 219. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, didn't expect it. Hey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Who's on the line, please?
I'm Steve from Indiana.
Okay, greetings, Steve, from going back to Indiana. Greetings, Steve.
you
probably
don't. Hmm?
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've listened in. I'd say it's pretty enlightening, everyone's story I kind of got a piece of that in me, kind of. So I've been kind of learning overall. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
But yeah, I was hoping to get a quick reading, mini reading of hers.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that, Steve. Is there something particular you wanted to talk about? Because I'm so excited. I got my new Oracle deck right here. So is there a particular area or you just wanted to You just say what you want.
Well, it was kind of general, but I guess if I were to sum it up in a couple, like a few words, it'd be like kind of love and life path kind of stuff. Because I guess with love, I'm kind of having some issues with relationships recently. Loving myself and stuff like that.
Steve, you want me to tell you or you going to tell me? But I think that's great. Steve said, I ain't loving myself enough. Yes, Steve, that's always the case. And beautiful, beautiful. I love it. Let's take a look.
Yeah, I'm just going to listen in whatever Spirit's got to say.
Aw, Steve, this is so beautiful, Steve. Okay, so we get to see some things we haven't seen tonight, too. All right, so first thing, that's okay. What were you going to say?
Oh, sorry, I was just wondering if you wanted me to pick a number, too, possibly.
Well, yes, I want you to pick a number, Steve. Pick a number. What's your number?
3's been in my head all night. So.
3. We have so many 3s. This is beautiful. I love it. Okay, so here we go, Steve. It really is where you're at this particular time. Spirit is saying, listen to your heart. It is about feelings. It's about flowing energy. It's about listening to what's truly in your heart, in your heart of hearts, really connecting with that energy. How do you do that? How do you get into that work? Because one thing, Steve, that is about you is sometimes you can have this wonderful, amazing conversation with yourself.
Yeah, that's pretty true. I've always had this thing where I would talk to myself, or not talk to myself, but kind of talk out loud kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, talking to yourself is not a bad thing. I talk to myself all the time. And sometimes I say self. Anyway, Steve. But it is about you really tapping into that energy of what lives in your heart that is truly there. And being able to express that, you know, and moving away from the position of why. Why me? Why did this have to happen? You know, that why can't I do this, or why did that happen? You know, letting go of that why and really getting into the place of being able to trust what is flowing through you. You know, trust the unseen. You know, trust your feelings. Trust those things that are within inside of you. And so the action step for you, what Spirit says has to happen, it's about the energy of the goddess Mawu. And the goddess Mawu is an earth goddess, and she comes out of Africa. Mawu, M-A-W-U, Mawu.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
And this is about you planting seeds of intention, you know, about you getting into the energy where you can begin to plant these seeds of intention, you know, about what's truly in your heart. You know, that's where the abundance is going to come from in all areas of your life. This is where all of these things will become to fruition. You know, these things will begin to manifest themselves when you can tap into that.
It is about you.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. You were going to say what now?
No, I was just saying I feel you. I got you.
Yeah. So where that's going to move you, it's going to... This is going to move you into the place where you can have your freedom and be able to express yourself on all different levels, whether that's sexually, whether you're trying to communicate with somebody, you know, whether that's on a spiritual level, wherever that is, just to allow you that freedom so you can surrender to that and begin to express yourself. Because what comes up, and this has a lot to do with the area of love, and this also has to do with those things that you're passionate about, is Zulu Union. You know, that's that real hot and heavy love, you know, that real deep love. So whether that's the passion for things that you do, whether, you know, one of the things for you, you can be an excellent writer because you think you have these fantastic stories in your head.
Yeah, that is very true.
Yes.
Wow.
I definitely see a book in you. I see that. And so for you to begin to let this out, this is you having that Zulu warrior within you that a lot of people don't see. They see this wonderful, amazing brother that's very humble and nice, and you're all of those things too, but you got a Zulu in you. That sounds funny, but you do. You got a Zulu in you, and you need to let that Zulu out. Let him out with balance, tapping into your heart, you know, planting seeds of intention, you know, so you definitely want to get into writing. Writing down those things. You know, journaling is excellent for you, expressing those thoughts. Sometimes if you have thoughts and if you know you're going to have a conversation, write it out and look at it so that you can begin to know that you're coming from your heart and not from your mind. Go ahead. You were saying?
Well, yeah, I feel you because speaking of journal, I've been kind of trying to journal bit by bit past few months, actually. And I remember, I think a week ago, I tried to just, like, I don't know, it just came to me. I would write down, basically do a regular journal. And
right.
I looked at it, and then out loud, I read it in more of a positive light. So of all the stuff that I believe, like, that I didn't have or I wasn't able to do, I read it positively saying I can do those things or I am those things, just positive affirmation stuff. And then after I was like, I feel pretty good. I guess I can do these things. So,
and that is, yes, and that is definitely the start to it. In my Know Your Magic audio workbook, I call them magical statements. And when you begin to write these magical statements down and you begin to affirm them, what you're doing is changing the brain pattern in your brain, giving it a different place to go as opposed to where it was flowing to. And this helps to free you up so you can tap into that energy, that you can begin to open up that energy within yourself and feel that energy begin to flow through you.
I see.
Yes. So beautiful. Yeah, I like that. So let go of the why. You know, begin to keep planting those seeds of intention. Know that freedom and expression is where you want to come from, but you want to come from that energy that's within your heart, you know, and stop trying to manage everything that you do.
Yeah, you basically nicked everything in the butt, this one.
Yeah, so stop trying to manage everything. Let that go. That's insanity. Time management, all of that is insanity. Let it go.
I got you.
And work from that place of your heart. And so many things will keep opening up for you. And get to writing that book because I see you with a book. So you come back and let me know how that goes.
All right, I got you. Oh, there was quick thing that I wanted to, like, kind of ask about, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
So recently I've been seeing a lot of hawks recently. Like, at where I go to school, like, there's always – a hawk somewhere, like during the day, it's like high noon or like somewhere where sometime when the sun's like really high in the sky and a hawk is like flying around. And sometimes it might be two or three of them. And every time I see a hawk, I kind of feel good or like I just have to pause and like just stare at it. And sometimes it might come closer and closer to me. And I was just wondering if maybe that might have some meaning or if that was just
Of course. The hawk, that energy is connected with, it's definitely connected with spirit. It's also, that is the same energy that's also connected with the energy of the god Heru. So you want to study Heru and study the hawk, which is the hero. And so this is really the place that you're at in your life. You're really the hero. And so that book, you know, that we talk about often, and Brother Panic has mentioned it as well, The Hero's Journey. You know, it talks about the hero story, and you're kind of living sort of your own mythology when it comes to the hero or the hawk or the Heru. So study the ancient Kemetic god Heru. Study that, and you'll be able to see the hero within yourself. You'll see that. You'll see why the hawk is coming to bring that message to you to let you know. It's like a symbol of hope. It's letting you know that you're rising up, that you're coming to a different place. You're doing your work. You can see that, and that you are transforming. You're doing more than changing. You're transforming. You're going to the next level, as they say. Yes. Excellent. Positive something. Yes.
Yeah, I feel you. All right. Well, I won't take up much more of your time. I appreciate all the.
Well, you didn't take up my time. We are sharing this time together. So there you go. All right. Well, peace. Yes, you too. And thank you for calling in.
No problem. Thanks.
All right. Peace. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 931. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Desiree from Kentucky.
Greetings, Desiree. Can you turn your computer speakers off for me? I'm getting feedback.
I don't know how.
Or do you have an earpiece in? Or a
speakerphone? No, it's a speakerphone, but I'm in front of it. It's a laptop. Is that any better?
Yeah, it's because you're on the laptop. Okay, well, I can hear you. Let's just see if we can move through. Thank you for calling in. We got about 7 minutes left to go in the form.
Oh, wow.
And tons of hands still up, but go ahead.
I was calling for a mini reading because I am starting a new business, and every time I get started in doing something important like flyers or the website or something, I get this voice in the back of my head that says, this is silly, you're insane, you are a wife and mother, go make some biscuits or something, what are you doing? So I need to, like, strangle that voice.
Okay, yes, we want to strangle that voice. Let me have you pick a number between 1 and 6 for me.
I'm sorry, it's got to be 3. 333 is everywhere I look. Sandwiches, okay. Children, it's everywhere.
Okay, all right, let's see. Hmm. Okay, beautiful. All right, so let's take a look and see what's going on. A couple of things that's going on. The number one thing that spirit is saying, and yes, like Sandra's saying in the chat room, you're hearing the voice of the player hater. Yeah, or the heckler, the player hater. Yeah, that's what you're hearing. But really, the number one thing for you right now is to have patience. Patience with yourself.
Okay.
Patience. Really living in the moment of now with the work that you're doing, the stillness of it, you know, so that you don't go back and sabotage. You don't have to worry about what everybody else is saying. This is really more about what you're saying. And so your work is going to come where you're going to have to be able to activate those things of wisdom within yourself. Be receptive, sensitive, and have a true vision. Now,
okay.
I'm a mother. I work. I do 100 different things that I do, and they're all very important to me. Every single one of them are. And the number one thing that I learned from a friend of mine that really helped me to understand this, it's about being 100% present whenever you're doing something. So when you're with your children and your family, be 100% present.
I just wrote that down. I just told somebody that everything I'm doing, I have to calm down and do it one at a time or else I'm not really doing it.
There you go. That's right. And it is. And what spirit is telling you about those 333s is listen, and journal. Listen. Be patient with yourself. Sit in the stillness with it. You know, live in the moment of now. Activate your wisdom. This is where you're going to get the true vision. Listen,
okay.
You know, listen to your, you know, what's inside of you. List in. That's what listen tells us. Make a list to go within, to listen, you know, to be receptive of that.
And
then
it's crazy. I'm kind of addicted to list too.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. But make sure that it is a working list. A list, you know, a list does you no good if it's not a working list.
Yeah.
Got to work it. You got to work the list and really live in the moment of now. And then what will happen is that the higher knowing you'll get all of those inspired omens. They'll begin to come to you. It's the state of where we call love begin. Incidentally, this is also connected with the number three, which is the perfect trinity, the mind, the body, and the spirit coming together. So that's the point that you want to get to. Yes, beautiful. Beautiful. So, yeah, you're on your way. Yes, you can do this. Definitely. All right. Well, thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right. Peace and love. Come back and let us know how it goes as well. Make sure
I definitely
email
will.
Me. All right. Peace. All right, you guys. Let's listen. We have 3 minutes left to go. I'm going to try to take one more call, but I still see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Ooh, too many to count. Still so many of you guys have your hand up. I tell you what, email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Email me, and we'll still continue. I'll get back with you guys, and we'll go from there. I am so happy to be in this place of playing with love for you guys, with you guys tonight, being able to smile, you know, just recognizing these things with ourselves. I'm going to try to get this last caller in just to give a word. Area code 601. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Nicole from Mississippi.
Oh, greetings, Nicole from Mississippi. We have about 2 minutes. Tell me your question. I'm going to pull a card for you, and you're going to be the last one. So tell me what it is.
I'm just going to tell you I'm going to pick the number 5 and just tell me what you
see. Okay, you're going to pick the number 5. Okay. All right, Nicole. Here we go. Number 5 for you. And let's see. Number 5 has a lot to do with where trust is. You know, where is the trust? So you have to begin to trust yourself with the number 5. This is about your strength. This is about survival. And spirit says energy work for you. You must do energy work on yourself. You got to get into that. And you have to begin to trust that within yourself.
Okay.
You have to be truthful. Number 1, you have to be truthful. So take that word, being truthful. You have to be. And this is where you will get into the energy of the true segment, which is about survival. It's about energy work. It's about strength. It's about trusting. But you got to be truthful. Be truthful and know that all things will come to pass for you, and you'll be able to see exactly what direction to move in. And so we're going to have to go on that number. We're going to have to go on that because we have about a minute left to go. Email me. I'd love to hear more from you. Okay? So be truthful.
Love you, miss.
All right. So
all right. Thank you.
Peace and love. Love you, too. Love you guys. This has been an amazing share tonight. It's been fun hanging out with you guys. I look forward to speaking with you in the readings. We're going to be doing some stuff on the Blue Blast call. Know Your Magic Line. So much going on. So much. Email me, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. I know you guys are going to have a good weekend. See you Sunday night. Peace and love, you guys. If you like it, like it. If you love it, love it. I want you to love it over on Facebook. Don't forget to download. Don't forget to do that. We must download. And I'd love to hear your thoughts. I'd love for you guys to share your thoughts and hear more of that. I'll see you guys back here Sunday night. You know how we do. It's live in the remix. Much love, everyone. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love. We're out of here, you guys. We're out of here. We're out of here. We're out of here. Oh, I guess we still have a few minutes. We're not out of here yet, but we will be out in a couple of seconds. So I know you guys are doing your work, and I love hearing about your work. And so peace and love to you guys. Much love from me. This has been a great share. I'm over here smiling. Got the Oracle deck. See you guys soon. Much love, warm spirit.